FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome FCs from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here on the banks of the Humber at Grange Lane for today's National League North match between North Ferriby United and FC United of Manchester. Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at FCUM Radio, Twitter at FCUM Radio, or you can text this guy if you know him personally on
07596104122. That's 07596104122. You don't have to know me personally either. You can just text in, it doesn't matter.
This is FC Live, North Ferriby United against FC United of Manchester in the league. In the league! We've not had a league game in ages.
And good afternoon to you, Ben. Good afternoon to you, Paul.
Good afternoon.
How are we all?
Fine.
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful,
this is
Ben.
This lovely, delightful. Anyway, so FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army. It's now time for team news.
Hold on. It needs
a jingle.
Stop interrupting the jingle. Team news.
Team news.
Okay. Are we ready?
There's a team sheet for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm
getting better at that, aren't I?
It's printed out well.
I'm like a walking Vidi printer.
So, not to go over old ground, Paul. But
let's go over old ground then.
Here we go.
Last week at Edgy Park, me and you had a little mini rant at half time.
And it worked.
And it did work. Yes. To an extent that we
should have been in the dressing room.
You both spat your dummy out and stamped your feet.
We never stamped our dummy.
Your dummy out.
Never stamped the dummy out. What we were saying was, we've not got a settled 11. Well, we've got two new signings starting today. We've got Sefton Gonzalez and Tom Walker making their debuts for FC United this afternoon. But the good news as well is that Tom Greaves is starting. And, why wouldn't he be starting?
Very good point.
Scott Kay is captain this afternoon. And that brings us on to your homework, Paul, was regards to discipline.
It's homework.
Homework.
He's got yeah, homework now. Power mad, hasn't he?
Scotty Kay, Matty Hughes and Michael Connor, they've collected quite a few bookings, haven't they, and sending offs over the last...
Yeah, I mean, with the total of 40 yellows, you can break that down. Scott Kay's got 6, Connor's got 5 now.
See, that's the problem, you see.
Hughes has got 6, seven.
Not only has Connor got 6 or 7, as you say,
yeah.
But he's got a name which basically... His first name is his surname is a first name, and that's wrong in my opinion. If it was O'Connor, fine. If he's just called Connor, and that is just the wrong name to have for a surname, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Want to get off of my chest.
On the bench, we've got Jordan Fagbola, Connor McCarthy, Mike Connor, Joel Senior, and Tim Kinsella. But it looks like we're going 4-4-2 with Tom Greaves and Sefton Gonzalez.
Oh, you want you to what? We're going 4-4-2.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, well.
We're playing North Ferriby.
4-4-1-1.
And we're playing North Ferriby United.
Or Jim Gaddon, 4-2-4-4-2-2-2-4.
Doesn't matter. It's game over for us anyway.
Yes.
North Ferriby United are struggling this season, aren't they? So it's banana skin written all over it.
Well, when you're bottom of the division. I don't think it's a banana skin all over it, to be honest. I think it will be a competitive game of football. I think it's two teams that are struggling for league form. And FC United coming into a little bit of form in the FA Cup. So let's hope we can utilise what we've done in the last 2 or 3 weeks and bring it into league form. As you say, they are struggling at the bottom of the division at the moment, North Ferriby, 5 points so far this season. And, you know, it's a team that are going the opposite way from once they were a couple of three seasons ago. You know, I was at Wembley commentating when they beat Wrexham.
Saved! Good commentary, that.
It was, yeah.
Good commentary.
You know, when they beat Wrexham in a penalty shootout at Wembley and, you know, riding high. And unfortunately, the story now. But in fairness, in a way, it's great to be back here. I mean, it's a great ground. I mean, unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, things started going a little bit pear-shaped when they lost Leicester. Their chairman, really, who him and his wife did tremendous work in this football club for about nearly 25 years. But they are where they are, and they've enjoyed the dizzy heights of National Conference football. They've also experienced FA Trophy final and winning at Wembley. So there's only three players left from the time Billy Heath was here. One's locally nicknamed the refrigerator because he's a big, strong lad, and a couple others as well. But this afternoon is going to be very interesting from an FC perspective. I expect the likes of Steve Irwin to just carry on the way he has been playing. Matty Hughes has got to be resolute in his defending today, Paul. But at the same time, he's also got to make sure he doesn't commit those early free kicks.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're 5 games unbeaten now. It's our best run in the Broadhurst Park era. And you've got to go back to February to April 2015 since we went on a run better than that. And the plain facts are today, a win will take us out of the bottom three, most likely.
Exactly. Well, it's a cloud and clear in the smoke and hoping for 3 points. Good news that Greaves is starting. Enjoyed your chat with Tom on the non-league show. That's from Dave in London. Well, it is good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. FC Live, as always, to you, brought by FC ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters from around the world, revolutionary groups. Today's all in honour of Comandante Greaves and Comandante Che Guevara. And let me give you the teams first and foremost. I'll give you FC United and Manchester because that's what everyone's concerned about. It's Lloyd Allison in goal, Danny Brady number 2, Danny Wisdom number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Zach Corbett number 5, Matty Hughes number 6, Joe Logan number 7, Steve Irwin number 8, Tom Greaves number 9, Sefton Gonzalez number 10, and Tom Walker number 11. On the bench for FC United, it's Jordan Fagbola, Conor McCarthy. It is Mike Connor, Joe Senior, and Tim Kinsella. FC United playing in red shirts, black shorts, and black stockings. FC's goalkeeper wearing a yellow goalkeeping shirt, black shorts, and black stockings, and yellow boots. Over to my comrade to the left-hand side, Sato Paul, to give you the North Ferriby United team.
Okay, Ross Durant is in goal number 1, number 2, Mason Warren, 3, the captain, Steve Brogan, 4, Bobby Johnson, 5, Jake Skelton, 6, Jake Picton, 7, Simon Russell, 8, Curtis Bateson, 9, Kuda Musqui, 10, Russell Fry, and 11, Darnell Bailey-King, and the substitutes, 12 is Cal Dixon, 14, Joel Ambulu, 15, Jordan Cook, 16, Callum Ronza, and 17, Mark Gray.
Well, the visitors in their emerald green and white striped shirts, emerald shorts and emerald stockings, and Ferriby get this game underway. Today's referee is Rebecca Welsh, and she's going to be ably assisted by Johnny Irwin and Alex Clark as this game underway. The ball whips on the far left hand side. We're in a different position to where we would normally be. We're up on the roof. We're in the new area for the media, so on the opposite side of the ground, the dugout's opposite us as the ball with FC United from this early throw in. Free kick conceded, is it? No. FC have the ball, though. The ball high in the air for Greaves to try and get on the end of, but it's poorly dealt with by Brady, who tries to keep the ball in play and out for a throw-in on the far side of the ground. And FC United in this first half kicking towards the allotment end. I remember a number of years ago the FC allotment ultras decided to have a wander through, and there was a gate. Well, you know what you have to do when you see a gate, don't you? You have to go through it. And they found themselves in the ground, but they all duly went across and paid in turnips, as FC now have to defend the far left hand side. It's an opportunity for the number 4, Bobby Johnson, but it's dealt with well by that man Steve Irwin again. Ball on the halfway line, Gonzalez looks to go for it but doesn't, and the ball whipped down the left hand side and it might just roll out of play. Number 8 can't probably get on the end of that. Curtis Bateson, and it's out for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. A good pitch, slopes from left to right, not a big pitch, so it's everything's compact this afternoon, Paul, would you say?
Yeah, and it's the smallest capacity ground in National League North, 2,200.
The ball chipped forward by Hughes. The ball's hopefully to get Cigar Gonzalez on the head. He does win the header. Second ball, though, picked up by a Ferriby player. It's a long launch ball by Jake Skelton. Again, trying to play it into the corner on the far left-hand side. Out for another goal kick to FC United of Manchester, though. Whereas, in fact, it's actually stayed in... and it's not a goal kick, it's going to be a throw-in next to the corner flag, which Brady will have to take. So they pack the final third, Ferriby, to try and win this ball back. Long throw, and it's flicked on by Gonzalez, but he heads it back into the danger zone. Corbett wins the first ball. Kay now picks it up. Good, or initially a good ball by Irwin, but it was intercepted, and it eventually gets back to FC's goalkeeper, who chips the ball out to this near touchline. And sort of first opportunity for Walker to try and win the ball. He loses out. Free kick conceded. And, well, Ferriby can't understand why. And neither can I, in their fairness. But it is a free kick which Corbett will take. His sweet left foot of Corbett. And the charging down the left-hand side there by Danny Wisdom as Walker loses possession there and concedes a free kick. So from one end, FC United with a free kick, they don't take advantage of it. And the free kick now is in a dangerous position for the home team. They're looking to take it quickly. And I think they'll just hold on there and get some men up, Paul. But that was poor from FC, wasn't it?
It was. It seemed there was a bit of indecision, I think, about what we were doing with it.
Well, it's going to be a free kick. Mason Warren, 10 yards inside the FC half, and a witness ball to the back post. He chips it in there. Up goes Corbett. He wins the head of Corbett as well. And Logan now takes over. And Logan, who was on loan at Guiseley last season, and the ball played up to Gonzalez. Gonzalez touches decent. He looks to play the ball out left-hand side. He does. He plays it to Walker. Walker now plays a nice ball back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the touchline. Cuts inside. Good save by the goalkeeper. Near post, safe from the keeper. But Gonzalez showed a bit of quality there. And then the long ball alleviates the pressure. And back goes FC United and Manchester's Zach Corbett to deal with it. And he plays it simply to Kay. Kay now plays the ball across right-hand side to Hughes. Hughes has Brady on the touchline. Hogging that touchline. But the ball up to towards Tom Greaves. Has to chase the ball right-hand side. Get himself a throw-in. He does indeed. Right in line with the 18-yard area. And the ball will be left for Logan. And it looks like FC United are playing that 4-4-2. The injection of pace from Danny Wisdom, which was very important on Tuesday. They're going to be equally as important as the ball whipped into the penalty area towards the back post. It's a free header. But the ball is poorly dealt with. And FC United's Wisdom plays the ball out left-hand side for Walker. Walker slips. And does he get himself a throw in? Yes, he does. Quick throw as well to Wisdom. To the byline he goes. Wisdom. Ball chips in. It's an opportunity. It's half cleared. It falls for Brady on the edge of the area. He takes one touch. Plays it back to his skipper. Wide out on this near touchline. It's Walker again. Seeing a lot of possession. Walker plays the ball now to Wisdom. Wisdom, can he get to the byline? Yes, he can. Ball chips in. Decent ball, is it? No, it's a poor one and dealt with comfortably by Steve Rogan, the skipper. Plays the ball out to this near touchline. But they're deep in their own half still. And they're trying to play the ball out. And the Greaves comes across and does enough there, but it's an opportunity. The ball whipped down the right hand side. A lovely ball, loads of space for Simon Russell. Now Russell, only got one player to aim for. He's in the penalty area though. Can he chip the ball across? Well, he dillied and he dallied and he waited for more support. But again, that was woeful for defending. Danny Wisdom had bombed down this near touchline and left acres of space, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's the issue when you play somebody like Wisdom, who's going to play an attacking role. Somebody's got to fill in the space behind him. And if they don't, for momentarily, you've got a big gap.
And perhaps Simon Russell could have done better there, but he was holding on, wasn't he? Waiting and waiting for some of his cavalry to arrive. But it's a corner ball for Ferriby. End-to-end stuff here. Ball left-footed, whips. It's a decent ball. It's headed away by Corbett. Greaves tries to come and collect it, but can't get on the end of it. The ball played back out to the left-hand side again. That's a great ball into the penalty area. There's an opportunity. The ball is headed on by the number 10 there. Russell Fry. And it's going to be a goal kick, is it? No, it's going to be a corner. The referee has seen it's come off an FC player. Well, to be honest, the Ferrier players didn't appeal for the corner, but the referee in a good position has indicated it will be a corner, and it's going to be Mason Warren going from on this near touchline now to the far side to take the corner, the second corner of the afternoon. If you just joined us, it's 5 minutes on the clock. It's 0-0 here. The Villagers versus the Rebels. As left-footed, this ball will be swung out. It's a decent ball again towards the back post. It goes. It's headed away on the edge of the penalty area, though. Is Bailey King? He's hustled and bustled, but he plays the ball out left. Ferriby now, can they get down the touchline? Yes, they can. It's a decent ball and it's a great ball. It goes across three players, and those three players were all red shirts, and there was no one from Ferriby attacking that ball. And that was a ball Tom Greaves would have loved to be on the end of, Paul.
It was a great delivery, and it was crying out for somebody to get on the end of it, but it just flashed across goal. And it's gone out for Ferriby throwing on the far side.
Which Mason Warren, well, he's taken two corners and he gets the opportunity to take the throw in on this near touchline now. A 1-2 there and doesn't quite come off. Russell Fry's touch lets him down. It's out for a goal kick. And the SC faithful to our far left hand side in the corner, trying to make some noise, but not really reverberating around the stand at this moment.
There's been so few goals in this fixture. They were debating before kick-off whether to actually put the nets up. It's nine in seven games.
Close encounters then of the kind.
Of the Grange Lane kind.
As Gonzalez tries to go up at the halfway line to win the header. He heads it high in the air. He's got a beard like Ming the Merciless as Greaves intercepts it as well, plays it back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez there. Well, the ball favours FC United. Greaves, the ball into the penalty area, goes across three players. And eventually it's going to be picked up by Bobby Johnson. Johnson nearly loses out and they can come away with it though. And they're getting through FC's defence very quickly. An offside decision there. And if the number nine, Wazaki there, had left that, basically the player going through behind him, Danielle Bailey-King, had an opportunity. Ben, you want to say something?
I was going to say the referee did well there because the linesman ruled Tom Greaves was offside even though it came off a Ferriby leg and she overruled him.
She spotted that, yeah.
Ball chipped in. SC have this free kick into the penalty area. The ball goes. It's cleared. Picked up by Johnson. Johnson's touch was good and Ferriby could come away with it again. Simon Russell, left-hand side. To the byline, the ball goes 10 yards over FC's half. Again, the number four's made a great run into the middle, Bobby Johnson, but they've just dillied on the ball a little bit. But they have an opportunity now through FC's defence to go. But this time, Matty Hughes gets the right side of his player and they can clear the lines. And Greaves up there on the halfway line, they're pushing the back. Referee says nothing wrong with that. An indecisive play from FC United and Manchester nearly there, but the assistant there putting his flag up again when clearly the player was in an onside position. However, it fell kindly and FC United's goalkeeper Alisson can clear his lines. He's looking for some support, somewhere to aim for. He aims for on this near touch line. Good header on there by Walker. Walker plays up to Greaves. Greaves then heads it back to Walker. Walker's touch lets him down and Kay loses out the ball. A strong challenge there by Corbett. The ball played forward though and FC United have to defend again. It's back in the left back position for Danny Wisdom to play it back to his goalkeeper, who clears his lines back to the halfway line. Gonzalez should win this ball, but doesn't, Greaves finds it and he plays it to Walker. Walker now, Logan there was asking for it on the left hand side, eventually goes to Logan. Now can he put the ball into the penalty? Greaves to aim for, but he plays it behind everybody. Irwin though somehow picks up the loose ball, first time into the penalty area, the ball goes again. It's cleared by the big number 6 there, Jake Picton. He's a big unit, then flicked on to the halfway line, but again Corbett plays it inside to Brady. Well, a frenetic pace of this game already. There's Irwin, a 1-2 with Greaves outside the area. Greaves just plays it out right-hand side now for Brady. Brady's ball into the penalty area. Doesn't beat the first man. And it should be picked up by Brogan, the skipper, looking for some support. He finds that support. And the ball chipped forward. And the only man up there was Bobby Johnson, the number 4, who does really well. He battles and wins the ball. And the ball played out to this near touchline and overhit there by Russell Fry.
Jacob Kelly's been in touch to say, just to get these pictures out of my head, please, what's the difference between socks and stockings?
You can make your own decision about that, I think...
Ask your girlfriend, I suppose, is the answer to that.
Well, I suppose you could do. And hello, our radio crew. Seem to remember they did great chips from the little chain. They did, as Gonzalez now in an offside opportunity to make it 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. Holds onto the ball just inside the penalty area. He has Walker behind him. Walker now to the touchline. Cuts inside. Does he show a little bit too much? He does, but eventually comes out for a goal kick. Thanks, Ben, for, interluding. Interluding, thank you.
Good chance there. I was just thinking of the podcast highlights.
But Ben, Gonzalez had the ball.
Have to play Jim Gammon's interview.
Seem to remember they did great chips from the little cabin when I was there a few years ago. Will you be partaking of them today? P.S. Great commentary on Tuesday, guys. Adios, amigos. That scarf. Scarf, they're nowhere near like they used to be. Since Les left the football club, unfortunately, his wife was the chief chip operator. And they were okay, Ben. They were okay, weren't they?
I didn't have any chips.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
Pound peas.
Oh, no, and you ate your fork. Got very upset as Ben ate his fork, as FC United have to defend on the far left-hand side now. And Brady as well, he just stamps his leg out there, wins the ball back, a simple ball up towards Greaves was needed, but it was a poor one. And across comes Picton, clears his lines, but it's a poor clearance by Picton. But equally, Matty Hughes says, you know what, I can do as well as that, and the FC United have to defend again. Ball played out left-hand side, looking for an offside decision. Brady was in the right position, he won the header, but they have it back now. The ball with Simon Russell. Russell plays it out left-hand side. And the ball down the left is a decent ball as well. An onside decision again for Mazwaki. He holds the ball. Two challenges, strong challenge and a fair one. And Brady goes down injured there under the challenge. And Brady looks in some pain. Well, he looks in pain, and he's just sold me like a kipper. Because he was slapping the floor, wasn't he? Like a fish out of water, but he's up and he's okay. But FC have to defend on the penalty area. Number 8, good work there. Charged down well by Brady, and then Kay, simple ball out left-hand side to Walker, who in turn plays it across to Daddy Wisdom. And good backtracking there, tremendous backtracking there by Darnell. Bailey King stayed with Danny Wisdom, shoulder to shoulder. Wisdom clears the ball out for a throw-in. Opening 12 minutes, it's 0-0 here. If you're just joining us, it's whizzing by already here at the home of the Villagers, North Ferriby United. As it's picked up by Irwin plays a nice ball over the halfway line, dead centre for Logan can go past one. He eventually does. He beats Brogan. Can he get the ball across? Well, he tries to, and he holds his head in shame, because the ball, it was high, looping, and it's out for a goal kick. But your opening thoughts on the first 13, 14 minutes, Paul?
I think both sides have been really sloppy in terms of passing. I have noticed that we've had three or four good crossing opportunities around the edge of the box, and we've not beaten the first man or the second man. We've got to improve on the delivery into the box.
Just the scoreline from the Tameside Stadium: Curzon Ashton 0, Harrogate 1.
Well, Harrogate flying at this moment in time, top of the division, and Curzon will be that'll be a tough encounter for them this afternoon, as it is here for FC United. Manchester, it's 0-0 as Corbett's it whips off his head. Larson comes out to try and stop the ball from going from a corner, couldn't do so, and the home team have their third corner of the afternoon on this near touchline, which Mason Warren will take. Left footed, he'll swing this ball in, you would expect, with a little bit of pace. And they've got some big players.
Yes, he's a left footed right back.
He is indeed, yeah. You've got the likes of Skelton and Picton in the penalty area there. Russell Fry as well. On the edge of the area, you've got Bailey King, who's just going to try to pick up the pieces. FC have left three players up top as well, so they've had to bring four players to mark the FC defence.
I like
set of forwards. Yeah.
I like that idea. I'd do that more.
Well, they've left 3-on-3. You should never live 3-on-3. And before they take this corner, they're going to make sure that their defensive duties are sorted out. There's a slight height differential between Simon Russell and Sefton Gonzalez on the halfway line. But anyway, they've got to deal with this corner ball first, FC United match, and then break quickly, hopefully. Ball chipped in towards the back post. It's a decent ball. Brady half clears. Picked up by Mizraki on the outside of the area. Cuts inside, shows a bit too much of it. FC United can try and come away with this ball now, but two players, Logan and Irwin, get themselves muddled up there, and a free kick conceded. And the referee was right next to it.
I'm not sure about that, you know.
She was right on top of it, and she saw maybe a high foot more than anything. Nothing really too dramatic, but the referee decided it was a free kick and alleviates the pressure for FC.
Nobody's argued with any of the decisions yet. It's a good sign.
Indeed. As the free kick, FC's goalkeeper Allison will take it just out 10 yards outside his own area. Pretty central. And right footed, he hits the ball down that right hand side. Gonzalez wins a header, plays it inside towards Greaves. Greaves can't get on the end of the ball, flicked away by Fry. And now it's picked up by Brogan. Brogan plays the ball outside the left, but they give the ball away. And now here comes Kay. Kay looks for some support with Walker. Very, very central FC United at the moment. Very going through the middle, but they have to go back to the halfway line. And Hughes, a decent ball required by Hughes. He chips it up towards Gonzalez, and Gonzalez can't deal with it. And luckily for FC United, Irwin back in that midfield role wins the ball, plays it out to Walker. Walker plays it to Wisdom. Wisdom back to Corbett. Corbett now plays it to his skipper just below us now, about 5 yards away from us, just over the halfway line. A 1-2, and Corbett's ball actually finds FC United's Gonzalez, who plays it into Greaves, and an offside decision against FC United of Manchester. And I think it was Gonzalez that was in that, it was an offside position, came into an onside position when he touched the ball, and it results in a free kick to the home team. Paul,
we're getting rather excited. We're playing two up front, we're getting rather giddy when we're playing the ball up. People are making runs that into places that we're not passing the ball.
I think the one of the downsides is the pitch is, you know, such a small pitch. It's very congested. So got to make use of it when we have the ball. As the ball down this right-hand side, it was controlled really well by the number 11, and well played this time, though, by Wisdom. He stayed with his man. FC's keeper comes out, gathers it, plays it to Corbett to Walker. 1-2 back to Corbett. Not the best of balls for Corbett to deal with. And an apology should really come from Tom Walker there, because that was a poor ball.
I'm not sure how much football he's played in recent weeks, Tom Walker. He looks a bit off the pace, doesn't he?
Well, 21 years of age, championship credentials. As Kay halfway line, can't afford to lose it, doesn't lose it, plays it to Greaves. Greaves ball inside, just over the halfway line, pretty central. It's again Logan. Logan looking for some support, goes past one, shows a little bit too much of it, but does enough to bring in Greaves. Greaves tries 1-2 with Steve Irwin. They got very, very much on top of each other then. Irwin tries to chip the ball, and he does chip it into the allotment, and it's a goal kick.
Yeah, heavy congestion around the edge of the North Werribee box.
Yes, it was like being on the M62, that rush hour, wasn't it?
Went to have a look at the bridge before the kick-off. Still there.
I've got a friend of mine whose uncle lives on the other side of it, but will never cross it because he's scared of bridges, so he has to go 64 miles round.
That is a challenge.
It is a challenge, yes. There's poor control by Danny Wisdom, but luckily FC's goalkeeper runs out and smothers the ball, goes to the ground, and... Now Wisdom looking for the long ball, trying to bring in Walker. That's his first idea. And, FC's goalkeeper has been absolutely outstanding since his move from Chesterfield.
Well, one thing that might have been overlooked on Tuesday night was the fact that it was Allinson's second clean sheet. And, of course, that was a major factor.
Well, he made three or four tremendous saves in the game, and he thoroughly deserves the accolades that he got on Tuesday, as Corbett has to come across under pressure from Bailey King, and it's a throw into the home team. Just join us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the Armchair Army, revolutionary groups of brothers and sisters from around the world. As the ball chipped towards the back post, Brady has to make sure he wins this, but he doesn't actually need to eventually, because it just rolls high enough and wide enough for Allison to win the ball and take over. Plays a lovely ball out to Brady, who charges over the halfway line, right hand side, now into the final third he goes, charging all the way down there, and then he runs out of pitch. Now it's picked up by Kurdo Muzuk. How are we pronouncing the number 9?
Musqui.
Musqui. We're calling him Musqui, okay. As, poor clearance from the Ferriby goalkeeper. A bit of pressure there from Gonzalez. I mean, you look at Gonzalez. He's looks every bit of footballer, doesn't he? He's got two sleeves, fully tattooed. He's got tattoos on his knees. It's going to hurt, that, isn't it? A tattoo on your knee.
And that hard.
And we've seen the quality that he possesses, but he's never really stuck around long enough, unfortunately, for most clubs to see the real potential of the young man. But perhaps this is the opportunity that he needs, and FC United could be the team that does that.
Yes.
And it's going to be a throw-in on the far side. But no, I mean, ultimate
talent. He did score against us for Chorley, and he looked the part that day. I was going to say, he's got an opportunity here, and it's not to be sniffed at.
No, that's a good point.
Alfredson 0, Chorley 1.
Okay. There you are, mention of Chorley.
There you go. Danny Wisdom does. Hughes did really well, but the ball eventually back to the goalkeeper, and Ross Durant gets an opportunity. I wonder what the chances for him, Owen Durant. There is one, in fact, from Ferriby, but we're back in play, and FC United now with Kay on the ball, plays the ball up towards Greaves. Ball challenge there, but Irwin through the middle, off he goes. Irwin, can he get the shot away? He sets himself really well, pounded away by the goalkeeper, and a good save. He got to his dive to his left hand side, strong wrist, palmed the ball out, but good play from FC United of Manchester. And I'm just wondering if all this work rate for the Ferriby team has just taken its toll a little bit, because FC United, well, found a little bit of space there, and Irwin, as always, made good use of it and gets the shot away. And the ball back now with FC United, having a little bit of composure on the ball now. FC United is Walker, Tom Walker now plays the ball up towards Gonzalez. The ball is poor, given away. And here come the home team. The ball over the top there, but it's slightly overplayed and into the arm of Allison, who will quick throw out, allow FC United to start again. But
I thought Irwin was very cute there, the way he set up his shooting position.
But he just made sure he got himself enough room in the end and angled himself well enough to get the shot away. A good save by Durant as well. And it's 0-0, but FC United with the first real shot of any note in the on the afternoon. It came on 20 minutes, and it is 0-0 here at Ferriby. As Gonzalez brings about the ball down in his chest just below, as plays it to Walker. Walker plays it inside now to Kay. Kay looks around and plays it back to Hughes. Hughes over the halfway line he goes. Shows a little bit too much of it. The number 4 comes across there, and a free kick conceded by Matty Hughes, and well, I didn't think there was a great deal wrong with that, to be honest. I mean, he shot a little bit too much of it, and
was it
took a little bit of Bobby Johnson with him.
Was it the angle he went in?
I think it may well have been.
Which wasn't ball side.
No. Okay, okay.
Still no yellow card.
I've just noticed, anyone. But, you know, there's lights here, so when it goes dark, you can actually see what's going on.
Yeah.
But they're the wrong way round.
They're for the...
No, look, Ben. The ones there for the...
For the people outside.
They're for people to sit down.
No, what way?
They're the wrong way round.
They're for the allotments.
They're not there. They're actually for this table, but they've been put on the wrong way around. We can clearly see that. Anyway, ball back in play on this near touchline now with Ferriby. Good play there by Scott Kay, just controlling things and winning the ball, but conceding the throw-in. Ball, though, thrown out to Simon Russell. Russell plays it back. A 1-2 there in Shoes, and Irwin got to be careful there. But he sees the danger of Bobby Johnson and plays it back to his goalkeeper in FC United. Well, they can set their stall out yet again. The two up top giving certainly problems to Skelton and Picton, as Gonzalez now, he flicks the ball on towards Greaves, but it's won by Picton. Ball cleared, but only as far as FC United's Irwin, but he gives the ball away, Irwin, because it was good play there by Russell Fry. Ball down the right hand side, out comes FC United's goalkeeper, and all he can do is control it. Nothing stupid there, sensible goalkeeping there, Paul, from him, because he was out of his area.
You thought for a moment, was it going to be a Barthez moment of silliness, but he wasn't.
Well, the one thing you'll find, I think, with young Lloyd Allison is that he's got a lot of composure. You know, 23 years of age now, and obviously last season playing at Chesterfield, 15 league appearances of last season. So,
well, some keepers there would have tried to go past the player with the ball, and instead he just punted it out. And
well,
said,
yeah, and he was controlled, wasn't he? He realised it wasn't any advantage as FC have a free kick, and Allison will be the man that takes it. And this near touch line, it's whipped in. It's a free header, and it comes off the back of Bailey King, and the ball thrown down this left-hand side, brought down by Greaves after a head-on by Gonzalez, and again another offside decision. And well, from I think that's one of the problems you got here, Paul. I mean, we're seeing plenty of offsides. I mean, Ferriby caught offside from a throw-in a minute ago, and now that again, it's such a small pitch.
I think this would be a great seven-a-side game on this size pitch.
I think you're right, to be honest. But it's going to be Durant clears his lines, long clearance, up goes Hughes, doesn't win the header, ball force kind of for the number four, does really well out of the penalty, first half shot comes in and gathered and smothered well by FC United. Bobby Johnson just got half a yard on the FC United central defenders there. The shot came in, good high for the keeper, but he's good hands, and he capped. What I like with the goalkeeper, sometimes they catch the ball rather than punching it away every time. Good goalkeeping.
Yeah, it was a good effort. I mean, they've only scored one goal at home this season in six games, so they are due a goal.
Well, Gonzalez now, he flicks the ball into the penalty area. Walker nearly threads the ball through to Greaves. And FC have a throw-in on this near touchline.
Yeah, they're scoring every 3 hours at the moment this season, Ferriby.
Every 3 hours?
Yeah.
Well, so when, well, you must know, you must statistically know when the Jew won there. As Kay loses out, but Wisdom comes to his rescue. The ball played back to the halfway line to Hughes to Corbett inside now to Wisdom, is playing through a central midfield role at the moment, gives the ball away, and well, Tom Greaves comes back and helps out, and then plays a nice ball to Walker now outside the penalty area. Good feet, but shows a little bit too much of it, and the home team can come away with it again. The halfway line picked up by Bailey King, and his control lets him down. Just ball's kept in though, but they're rushing things. Ferriby and the FC United is pressurising. He's really starting to count. It's good play there by Irwin again. Irwin eventually plays the ball out wide right hand side for Logan. Logan against Brogan. Logan against Brogan. That's the ball out for a throw in. That's Brady will take. FC United playing with some good purpose here, and trying to capitalise upon. A team that, as you say, haven't normally score every 3 hours here, only one goal in six games. But if you want to do the stats, Paul, you must know what time they're going to score then. If you know,
well, it was exactly, well, the 3 hours stat is for the whole season, not just at home.
Okay, for the whole
season. It's four goals in 12 games.
So you can use that mathematical brain of yours to tell me at what time within this game there's going to be a goal.
Well, the 3 hours started today, so they're 2 hours and something away from the next goal if they keep the
same. In that case, then, so we
might as well go home now, then. Give us the points.
There's Brady now. The throw-in's taken, plays it down the right-hand side for Joe Logan. Can he keep the ball in play, Logan? Yes, he can. Does well enough there, gets himself a corner. FC's first corner of the afternoon comes on 28 minutes. It's 0-0 if you've just joined us here at North Ferriby, the home of the Villagers, and the home of a very nice allotment, of which one FC supporter, when he turned and went, their ground looks a bit overgrown, and he thought that was the ground. But anyway, we're simple folk here at FC United of Manchester. As Irwin with a corner, it's a short one, plays it to Greaves. Greaves back to Irwin. Irwin now cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? It's in shooting distance. He plays the ball in. There's an opportunity. Goes across everybody, including the goalkeeper. Unless corner. The keeper got a slight touch on it, and it's out for another corner ball. But there's some debate going on, shall we say, in the penalty area with the home team. And
well, Irwin and Greaves manipulated the shooting position there, and somehow it crept through everyone at the far post.
Well, Jake Pitcham was screaming at the rest of his players. FC United with another corner now, a second in concession. And it's a third corner as a player gone down injured for the home team. The referees are over straight away because it's a head injury. And make sure he's okay. Well, from no corners to three corners in the space of 30 seconds. As cross goes, Sam Russell to see if his teammate is okay. And the physio is very quick to go over to make sure he's okay, but he's not needed. And Steve Brogan will put his head in there where it hurts. And FC have to defend. They have to defend this ball again. Towards the back post, an opportunity for FC United. Manchester. Oh, again, up goes Corbett.
It's another corner.
And, I thought Corbett hadn't got anything on that at all, and he hadn't, but they've got himself a corner. No, they haven't. The referees.
In a change of mind.
Well, Stefan Gonzalez thinks it's a corner still. And then there's... oh, goodness gracious. Stefan Gonzalez there was the only player in the penalty area, actually, on the line. All the FC players had actually gone back to get into their positions, and he realised it wasn't a corner. The referee overruled the corner. I think she was quite right as well, because I didn't think FC United's younger, big, strong, strapping Zach Corbett got anything on it. But it was a good opportunity, and Corbett should have made contact with it. As Hughes does make contact with this header, but it's in the final third. He heads it out for a corner, throwing on the far side. 0-0 here. And it's Ferriby on the ball. Across comes Danny Brady as well there, Brady. He's been improving, Danny Brady, hasn't he, lads?
He has.
Thanks, Ben.
Blythe Spires 0, none eaten 1. And Curzon have now got an equaliser against Harrogate, 1-1 there.
Well, that'll be the work rate of... Flanagan's team that'll be putting the pressure under the full-timers, Harrogate, who are currently leaders. But that's an interesting one. Blyth being beaten at this moment in time, as if you have to start from the back. A bit of pressure being put on them, and it's all the way back to the goalkeeper, Allison.
Well, strangely,
chips it out to this near touchline, and have to be controlled. Sorry, Paul.
Strangely enough, Blyth are the only team that North Ferry be beaten this season. That was away.
And both playing a similar kit. There's the ball on the halfway line. Ball flicked away. That's probably why they won yesterday. We're playing the same kit. No one knew who scored or what the result was. Well, good player there, though. Bailey King. Bailey King plays the ball out wide right hand side now to Bobby Johnson. Back to King. But FC United closing the space well. Mason Warren plays it back into his own half, and it's been picked up by Jake Picton. He puts a lovely ball over the top, and it was a good bit of movement there from Curtis Baston. But the assistant on this near touchline had deemed it to be an offside. Ball, and it's going to be a free kick to FC United of Manchester.
Just some other scores. Salford have just got an equaliser against Leamington. It's 1-1 at Moor Lane. Telford are 1-0 up against...
Leamington went 1-0 up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Telford are 1-0 up against Boston, and York are 1-0 up against Brackley.
Telford are?
1-0 up against Boston.
So Telford 1, Boston 0. FC United's FA Cup opponents, as Kay screams at his defenders. He's had to concede the free kick. The referee wants to have a quick word and calm him down. And the ball on halfway. See what? I've not seen very many referee with just a big smile on the face, the way Rebecca Welsh is. She's a top draw referee as well, aren't she? Women's FA Cup, is that right?
She refereed the Women's FA Cup final in 2017. And she refed at Broadhurst when our women's team played the Police.
That's right, yeah.
At the end of last season.
The Rozzers. Who let them in? Did we pay for their rats that day as well?
I believe so.
Oh. Anyway, another free kick for FC United, another offside. Well, it's been a story of offside so far. I mean, the stats of offside here this afternoon are they're building up nicely. 0-0 though, 31 minutes on the clock.
Half of the course, 0-0.
Yes. Well, but apparently Ferriby aren't due to score for another 2 hours and 53 minutes, so... the ball played high, up goes Gonzalez. Can he win it against Pixon? Well, he does enough there, and Kay comes in and loses out this time though to Warren. Warren does really well, skips past the player and then plays the ball left footed, and FC United's Hughes had to get his boot in the way there and did really well, and back comes Logan chasing, who eventually plays it across right hand side to Brady, who in turn plays it to Greaves, and Greaves gets himself a throw in on the far side of the ground, and well, with the exception of one shot and one good save, FC United haven't really capitalised upon the possession that they've had. Another corner, though, it looks like it's going to happen. No, keeper comes out and gathers it well. What are the positions? What are the stats at the moment, Paul, possession-wise?
Possession-wise, it's 63-37 for FC.
So capitalising upon that possession is something that hopefully we can do going into the final 12 minutes of this first 45 here.
We've had one good save at each end.
Yes. As Logan now tries to keep the ball in play, but it comes off the backside of Steve Brogan, and it's a throw into FC United, just next to the FC dugout. Now we've got Carl and, Daz Lyons and Vorney stood up. Carl watching the game in his now quite usual position of sitting down. As FC take over in this near touchline, ball chips. It's a lovely ball there from Walker to bring in Danny Wisdom. Wisdom, well, he loses out the ball. And eventually, good tracking back there by Bailey King. And they can come away with it. Well, they should have come away with the home team, but they nearly give it away. And then a lovely ball over the top. But again, it's too much pace on it.
There's a lot of frantic passing that really going nowhere.
It's, as you say, it's a little bit frenetic.
It's more composure needed, isn't it?
Yes. As the ball back now with FC's goalkeeper, Allinson. Allinson plays it out wide right to Hughes. Hughes chips the ball forward. It's a poor ball as well, and he gives it away, and Brady has to concede a free kick. But what was Hughes doing there? I mean, it was a simple ball needed to play up, but he chipped it straight into the middle of the park, and Simon Russell said thank you very much, and Brady realised he had to make the free have to concede the free kick. And here's an opportunity from a set piece that Ferriby will be hoping to capitalise upon. And again, Fry, Picton, Skelton all in there, ball chipped towards the back post. It's a decent ball again, comes across two players. Is it out for a corner ball? No, it's out for a goal kick. Again, just slightly overplayed with the ball. I mean, it was whipped with some pace, but it was a little bit overplayed, shall we say.
I think we need a smaller ball and less players.
So a size 3
futsal.
We can do.
That's what we need, don't we?
Oh, talking of futsal,
we're heading towards Sabutio here, aren't we?
There's an ex FC player who plays for a futsal team with Paul Scholes.
Oh, really?
And I'm talking all around the world. Top draw, Ridukio King. Remember Ridukio King? Of FC United of Manchester. It's a lovely ball played in there by Kay. Can Walker get on the end of it? Well, it was. It's a goal kick. There was nearly an appeal for a penalty there, but it's not going to happen, and it's a goal kick. Yeah, Ridukio King, he came to Korea.
I remember the name. Yeah,
plays with Paul Scholes in a futsal league, and been all over the world. And I think they were one game away from the World Club Championship finals. But lovely lad as well, good footballer as well, to be honest. Big, strong, tall lad as FC United have to defend. Kay comes across and he heads the ball back to his goalkeeper. Didn't get a huge amount on it. In fact, he got nothing on it, and the ball just passed his head.
Did it glance off his shoulder?
Well, it remains 0-0. 10 minutes of this first half to go. And the cries from the supporters. The young lads have been playing out on the pitch as FC United try to capitalise and break through the middle there, but the ball given away. Corbett wins a first header than the halfway line, though. And Curtis Bateson. I mean, Bateson, every time he's had the ball, has looked dangerous. The only thing is, he's not had enough of the ball, the number 8, for Ferriby Paul.
Yeah.
Wise words. Wise words indeed. You don't have to say a lot, Paul, but when he says it, it means a great deal. As the ball back in the final third of Ferriby. They come away with the ball. It's a poor ball given away, and a nice ball from Irwin, plays it for Gonzalez after FC United's Tom Greaves Plays the ball back though to Logan. Logan now left footed, he tries to chip it in, and he had better options there really, but unfortunately Gonzalez control let him down a little bit. It was the interception in the middle of the part of the final third again. Steve Irwin winning that ball, playing it up, and then Freeze played the ball onto Gonzalez, and a lack of maybe match fitness or quality there to start this time from Gonzalez. It didn't result in anything. Paul,
it was a great opportunity. It's a pity we couldn't get our act together there and break the deadlock.
Well, it is pantomime season, as he said, so our acting needs to be improved, perhaps, as the ball played over the top. Wisdom has to go out and do a bit of defensive duty, and he does really well there on this near left-hand side. Plays it across his own penalty area, though, to Hughes. Hughes launches a long ball. Gonzalez versus Skelton. Well, Gonzalez wins that one, and then Joe Logan does really, really well. Plays the ball right-hand side, looking for a free kick, the skipper of Ferrari, but not going to get one. And Irwin now orchestrating things, looking for some support, cuts one way, can he get a shot away? Oh, he does brilliantly. Can he get a shot away this time? Yes, he can, but again, plenty of shirts around him, but he did it all himself. And the final flurry, shall we say, with the shot results in a
didn't really get the power, did he?
Simple defensive save for the goalkeeper.
Works himself a nice position.
He did, yeah. I'm not saying that's going to get tedious, Ben, but that is getting tedious.
I feel like we're commentating an England under 21 international.
It's the ball halfway line with Ferriby. The ball out left hand side now to that man. Baston plays a 1-2 with Brogan. Baston going to try and get the ball back. Can he control it? Yes, he can. Him and Brady. And looking for a free kick. Baston not going to get it. Brady does really, really well there. And it's a good battle there. Brady winning that battle at this moment in time quite comfortably. But FC United come away with it again. It's a decent ball by Irwin. Halfway line. Picked up by Walker. Walker plays the ball through the middle. An opportunity here. And FC United's Gonzalez. Can he come out and win that ball? And
flags
up for a free kick the other way. And, well, I don't think there was a great deal from Gonzalez. He had to go for the ball. The keeper was slow to react, to be honest. And, well, I think he found himself a little unfortunate not to let play continue there.
I'm not sure why the assistant needed to flag at all there. I think it was an honest attempt to win the ball, wasn't it?
I think you're dead right, and it's resulted in a free kick to the visitors. And Alec Clark on the far side deeming it was a dangerous play against the goalkeeper, and the free kick ensues in their own penalty area. Ferriby clear the lines. It's straight into the final third of FC United's, but the halfway line, the ball's won initially by a green shirt, and then Irwin sees the danger and wins it and plays a 1-2 with Walker. Walker doesn't play the best of balls to the number 7, but FC United could come away with it again. Good play there, good pressing and battling, but FC United are judged to have been a little bit too enthusiastic with their challenges, and a free kick pretty much on the centre circle, which they want to take quickly, and Jake Picton not allowed to, so he leaves it for Mason Warren. And
we've got 5 minutes of the goalless first half left.
Well, there's the kiss of death, isn't it? FC have to defend this ball. It'd be a simple chip into the penalty area from Warren, and it's a decent ball in there. It needs to be won. Hughes does win that ball. Second ball should be won by a green shirt, but it's initially won by Logan, but they have it back. Ball on the right hand side now with Bobby Johnson. Johnson plays a speculative ball to the invisible man, and it goes out for a goal kick. 0-0, 40 minutes on the clock.
Well, Ferriby don't trade in goals apart from conceding. Whether we're going to raise our game to get a goal is the real question, I think.
Some latest scores. Bradford Park Avenue have just taken the lead against Kidderminster, 1-0 to Bradford. And Spennymoor taking the lead away at Southport, 1-0 to Spennymoor.
Well, there you go. And ball at halfway line. But it's won by Ferriby. The ball flicks over and there's an opportunity. And there should be an opportunity now for the home team. But FC's keeper comes out and does well. And in all fairness, I don't think there was a real belief in the Ferriby centre forward there to really put pressure on, but FC United now will take advantage of that. It's a lovely ball by Irwin, plays it to Walker. Walker now goes side, can he get the ball into the back of the net? Yes, he can. His debut. It's a goal for FC United on 42 minutes, and it was all about the ball. What a ball by Irwin! He played it with the outside of his boot, and Walker with loads of room there. He had the whole goal to aim for on his left hand side, straight through the goalkeeper. 1-0, and well, the boring 0-0 draw is no longer.
Well, he's had a bit of a difficult opening first half, Walker, but fair play to him. He got inside the box there, used his left foot, and he picked his spot. Really classy finish.
Well, classy finish, but it was all about Irwin and the ball from Irwin. It was
yeah,
absolutely
the vision
superb.
Of Irwin is critical to us these days. I mean, Irwin's turning out to be a very critical player for us, isn't he?
He certainly is. Swampy, Tom Green's mum here. I listened to your radio interview with Tom this week. Just want to say a big thank you for your compliments you paid to his grandmas, Lillian and Vera. Keep up the good work. Yes, well, you're very, very welcome. And listen, it's very easy to interview someone like Tom. And it's no surprise he's such a gentleman, considering his grandparents, who they are, and his mother. As an opportunity now, though, for the visitor through the penalty. It should be 1-1. It will be 1-1. It is 1-1.
Oh, it's raining goals.
Well, the kiss of death is Paul Hinson, who basically said 2 minutes before the end of this 0-0 half-time, and we've had 2 goals in 2 minutes.
Well, that was a way to encourage some activity, to be honest. Well, there you go.
Well, that was good play again. I think it was...
It was the centre-forward, Musgrave, that scored.
Musgrave, but he skipped past two FC defenders, and the goal opened up for him, and he finished tremendously well. But there's two good finishes, one apiece.
That's not the first time today there's been a yawning gap between the two centre-backs.
Well, they need to maybe get a bit of an earlier night then, if they're always yawning. Anyway, Kay, halfway line, one apiece. Walker plays the ball up to Irwin, who, again, has been instrumental. Two players around him this time, and he can't win the ball. But it's picked up by Hughes. Looking for handball. Ball over the top again, offside decision.
Some fine dance moves there from Woodso, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. The Woodso shuffle.
He's been working on that.
Yeah.
It was the Woodso.
It's big on the dance floors in Lee.
The Woodso shuffle there. He doesn't want to be, does he?
There's dance floors in Lee. I think they've all shut down, haven't they?
Surely there's
Northern one. Soul isn't what it was.
Well, there. Nothing better than having an argument with an old bloke.
It's big in the 70s.
Why are you arguing with an old bloke? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Football.
Woodsell's not that old.
Well, one apiece here. I'm opening the golden goal ticket to see if I've won. An old traditional golden goal ticket as well. FC United had a lead for what? 45 seconds, if that. And it's now one apiece as Kay takes the ball out left-hand side. Well, I've not won it 60 minutes. As that ball into the penalty, it's a great ball. Gonzalez, well. Well, goodness gracious. The ball came in. It was a great ball by Walker. It hit Gonzalez's head more than anything. And the ball looped into the air. And, the goalkeeper had to basically palm it over.
They're saying he didn't. And I don't think he did, actually. I think he did touch the ball, but the ball was sitting on the net.
That's what he's suggesting, perhaps. But they have to defend it. FC United, can they go in 2-1 up here? The game opening up certainly as Irwin now whips it in. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Loads of redheads there. One of them is Corbett. He gets up well and he directs it goalwards, but it's over the bar and it remains one apiece here. 45 minutes on the clock. I've not heard how many additional minutes they're going to be, but it's currently 1-1.
The lead lasted for 69 seconds.
It was 69 seconds, was it? In the summer of 69.
Blythe Spartans are now 3-1 up against Nuneaton.
3-1 to Blyth. Well, one apiece here. It's going to be one additional minute. There's a strong header there. That sort of hurt Danny Wisdom's nose, that, because it came off his nose, not his bonce. As FC have to defend again. Ooh, an offside decision against Bobby Johnson there. Good old name, that is, Bobby Johnson.
Old school player.
You'd have a pint with him, Bobby. You're going down pub, yeah? Bobby Johnson should be in. He'd be sat in bar with a pint, a dimpled pint pot, having a pint of mild, wouldn't he, Bobby Johnson? That's what you'd be doing. As the ball now with FC United of Manchester. Ball given away by Logan. And the ball down the left-hand side. And here comes Baston now. Baston has got look company inside, but it's good defending from FC United's Hughes initially, but they have the ball still. Ball now with Brogan, the skipper. He plays the ball. It's a decent ball for the number seven. An opportunity outside the penalty. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. Good save by FC's goalkeeper. An offside decision again. But the referee has seen that. But again, that's an interesting flag, that, Paul, because comes in, it's fumbled by FC's goalkeeper and the flag goes up.
Yeah.
No one's interfering play, no one's touched the ball.
It's for the follow-up.
But he hasn't even followed up because it's come off the goal. You know, it's an interesting one because you've got to wait till the player goes to the ball and then you put the flag up. That was an old-school offside, wasn't it? Straight away, you're offside. They confuse me, these officials. Anyway, it's half-time here as the whistle goes and FC United and Manchester, well, they took that lead. It only lasted 69 seconds. It was a debut goal for Tom Walker after a wonderful ball the outside of his boot by FC United of Manchester's Steve Irwin, and well, it's something that you've got to be very, very careful. The counter attack and FC United, well, they switched off the two centre defenders, let the player go through them in the Milwaukee. I'm going to call him Milwaukee. I like Milwaukee. It's much better than calling him Muswalk or whatever it is. He capitalised. It's one apiece here. And, well, you're going to have the dulcet tones of Steve Wood, if you haven't already heard some of them, in commentary.
He's marching over with intent, though.
He is with intent. He doesn't look a happy man. Well, he's okay now. He's all right. He's relaxed. He's suitably attired.
Let's play an advert, and then we'll be back.
Well, before you do, I've got a quick one. Can you please give a shout-out for supporters who to vote for the FC United Energy Fund to help win this £12,000? Yes, well, don't forget to vote for this Energy Fund thing. I've done it. Even I've done it. And there you go. So anyway, we're going to play a small commercial break here at the home of North Ferriby United. It's currently North Ferriby United 1, FC United Manchester 1.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Half time here at Grange Lane, and it's FC United of Manchester 1, the home team, North Ferriby United 1. And joining me now to discuss the ramifications of that first 45 minutes, we're now joined by Stato Paul and the return of Stephen Wood.
What do you mean return?
Well, you no segregation at this game. So.
Oh, you mean like, well, sorry, yeah. I was on Tuesday.
Oh, you were, weren't you? Yes, sorry.
I was a bit croaky after...
You were, yes. I didn't know who I was talking to actually on Tuesday night.
You thought Barry White had joined the airwaves, didn't you?
So, it's one apiece, and both goals coming in the last 5 minutes or so of that half.
It is for Grange Lane.
Well, I was going to say, it is a veritable one.
What have you made of that half then from an FC perspective?
You know what, if we could have had the final, if the final ball at times was better, I think we'd have had a 2 or 3 goal lead, to be honest with you. I don't think Ferriby are a great side, I've got to be honest.
Just let me check the lead table. Yes, I can confirm that.
All right, I'm not going out on a limb. I get that. But I mean, from the teams, we think last time we played here, they won the league and they were trophy winners. And
it's a different club.
It's a different
now.
Club, yes. Exactly. So it's just more of a frustration that, because, like I say, we've had some good balls, been some good moves. I think the new lads are doing the jobs that they're there to do. I think we're not going to get silky Brazilian skills. He may have a exotic sounding name.
I think he's
going to do a great job, and he's nearly had a couple of goals.
There's times where Greaves and Gonzalez have linked.
They've linked
up
really well. They have indeed. Yes,
with Irwin as well. Irwin joining the fun.
Fun
and games up in the penalty box.
He's had a couple of good chances, Irwin.
But at the moment, we are playing a team who are lacking in a lot of confidence. You can see that from some of the play that they're creating themselves.
I think we fell into their trap of playing much too quickly at times, instead of being a bit more measured.
Do you think we're rushing it? I don't think we're rushing it.
We're giving the ball away, though. I mean, you know, we really should be imposing ourselves more and keeping it more in this game.
Just to tell you a scoreline from elsewhere, which will be of interest to some listeners, Salford 1, Leamington 2 is a latest score at Moor Lane. And Telford are beating Boston 2-1. What did you think of the goal initially, Steve?
A good move.
Good ball from Irwin, wasn't it?
It was a good ball from Irwin into. I thought he'd taken it a little bit, maybe too far, or he couldn't get his shot in. But maybe that's where professional training comes in, that you can get a chance from nowhere. I've got to say, whilst I'm looking at a particularly bad game, I think our friend in the middle, she's had a baffling game. She's baffled with decisions. She's pointed one thing, changed her mind.
I think what we've
that
seen
one,
is...
That one just for half-time there, she didn't know whether to give a goal kick, corner, or blow for half-time. I think she almost did all three.
To be honest, I think she's been very poorly served by her two assistants at times, to be fair.
There has been a couple of occasions where the referee's overruled her assistants because... It can't be offside from a tackle.
She got that one right, yeah, to be fair.
And there was another one down this end.
But 30 seconds before that one she got right, she's making up for that horrendous rick where one of their players has glanced it over and she's given a corner. And everybody's gone in the stand, gone in unison.
To balance it out, there was a corner right here at the end, which clearly wasn't a corner because the goalkeeper palmed it over when the ball was already touching the back of the net.
It's not a bad game, it's just been baffling. It's been a weird one.
When it comes to North Ferriby's goal, 69 seconds straight after ours,
it's just sloppy, isn't it? It's just sloppy play.
The two centre backs not playing together.
Like, yeah,
not playing as a unit.
Now, this is a question I'd like to ask you.
Oh.
Because this didn't really come up on Tuesday night because there was no reason to because we had nine men. But it's a conversation me and Stato Paul had last Saturday, and we were talking about the need for a settled 11 because of you want your team to be able to work in groups, work as a collective, work in sections of the pitch. You want your full-backs and your wingers to work together, for example, your two centre-backs or your two midfielders or your two strikers. We seem to be making a debut appearance on the starting 11 every game now, pretty much. Do you share that view? Or?
I can see we're having debut people every week. You know where that comes from? I think,
pre-season.
Well, no, I don't think he's even necessarily. I just don't think. Yeah, I suppose it all ties in, but I just don't think he knows, particularly where his best 11 are, and he's now plugging gaps, which is where the preseason your comment might come in. Where maybe we should have plugged gaps earlier, i.e., why players coming in? You know, we've got the fellow from Oldham who I just don't get I don't get a month's loan at this level of football.
Is there an argument to say that next season, the pre-season over the summer needs?
There's been that argument for a long time.
Needs a bit. I say this word. It needs a more rounded structure to it, so that we're ending pre-season. I don't want to hear this excuse in August. You see, of the team still gelling. I don't think you can have that while the season's underway.
I don't know about that.
I think
you can in August and the start of September. Certainly in October, I agree with you. I think the thing with pre-season is we don't. The way it's probably the way how the club, and I suppose Carl, he makes the decisions. We don't seem to. Well, that's right. Let me say what I'm going to say, and then I'll go against it. We don't seem to like bring in trialists on a constant rotational basis,
which is fine
to a certain extent.
You don't do that at Bolton and Fleetwood.
Having said that, this year. We went quiet for a bit, and then there was a glut of signs all lined up waving the scarves, and then I think out of that maybe Logan was on that, I think was mentioned at that point, Matty Hughes, but they're the only ones. I think
part of the issue here is that FC do not naturally attract some of the better players until they don't get better offers somewhere else,
and that's where Carl's made that point, and he's right. We don't have to work, but it's just the way it is. That what we do is we get the it's like if it was the NFL, we'd be on the second draft probably, as opposed to the because the likes of Salford and Stockport and etc. will take the pick of the best of players because they're paying them more money. We know that.
I mean, I guess Steve Irwin only came to us because other options didn't work out.
And I'm guessing the same with Tom Walker. This is a lad who he was at Stockport, wasn't he, up until recently? I think the trialist thing. Salford, obviously, when we played Salford in that friendly, they had trialist 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. James Hooper was one of them.
They
can probably afford to do that because they're going to be swapping and changing probably most of the season anyway.
The fundamentals doesn't matter if you're Real Madrid or.
They'll do all right now because they're top of the league. If they weren't top of the league, they would be swapping and changing. That's how they're going to operate until they get.
Oh, they're top of the league because they made decisions.
But did they though? Because
they clearly did because they had 48 players, didn't they, for that. That's an exaggeration.
Yeah. I was going to. That's what I thought. Did they? I've had a few. I haven't met that many. Yeah, I, you know, and
It doesn't matter. It's
it is frustrating. I think we are where we are. I'd rather not see, like, a friendly where we play Bohemian, for argument's sake, you know, like, and that looked like a decent performance when we were over there. We played okay. Then you come to the next game, and it's maybe against a North West game, so it was Congleton or whatever, and it was trialist A, B, C, D, E.
I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not, but then we jump back onto the Saturday, playing what we think is going to be a first-team squad with a sprinkling of those
trialists
who looked good in that game. The ones who didn't look good don't get seen again.
Yeah.
And then we come back to another midweek where we got trialists N-O-P-Q down to Z.
Yeah.
And then same again. And it is where we are. I'm not criticising, because I think that's just for exactly what Paul said, that we're not shopping at Fortnum and Mason's. We're in the works buying books for a fiver and the slash from £25.
It's buy three get one free kind of deal,
And that's where we are.
Three for two. I like the works.
I do. I got a bag in this. I got Maradona's book about the 86 World Cup. It was down. It's in there now, down from £15 to a fiver.
Was it a hand-me-down?
Hey. Oh, look at that.
You can. I've lost mine.
So anyway, back to this.
Let's talk about the works instead.
My argument is that you can bring these players in, but do you have to keep mixing and matching as the season's going and experimenting? Because it's not just the players, it's the formations and the way we play.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's probably the big thing. You can bring players in and then, as a glut, and then one or two dotted around. But you've got to then fit the players into how you're playing. Don't fit how you play into the players that you've got.
This all comes about because of the comment Paul made about Hughes and Corbett being so far away from each other. That you can't really get that kind of...
Well, the thing is, it's one of them, I mean, Fagbowler didn't have a good first half last week. He got brought off. Hughes came on.
Second half against Stockport, though. But
the point I'm making is...
He didn't get sent off.
Well, no. Two more got sent off, and Gannon will be coming back for another game.
Hughes is going to miss the next two.
Yes, or he will be.
Hughes is missing the next two games, and therefore, the next game is Telford. So why not start with your centre-back
player? This is true. No, I agree with that.
This is what I mean by the needless experiment.
And he has done that in the past, because I think, was it early in the last season or Saturday season, where he knew there was players going to be suspect? Well, he did in pre-season. Scott Kay didn't play the last three or four pre-season games because he knew he wasn't playing in the first three matches. So he's done it pre-season.
Well, Steve Wood, thank you for that interesting chat. It's time for the
chat.
Second half.
Certainly a chat.
Yes, it's time for the second half. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Armour. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us. Station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, and don't forget to donate to the service. fcmradio.co.uk/donate. We're waiting now for the second half. I don't think there's been any changes. I can't see any. The referees aren't even out yet, so I don't know why I'm rushing. But anyway, Swampy's about to be joining us in the second. Stato Paul is staying on. And Swampy, what's the general mood amongst all the naughty people who like rollies?
I was given an opportunity to go outside the side
door.
Yeah,
here, I know. The best gossip at any workplace. Or
there was just me out there.
Oh, that's a shame. Back to you.
Well, it's interesting. What's the score at Darlington above? Is it 0-0 still? Yes. Right, okay. Depending on how that goes today, I think certain manager's going to be in a lot of trouble. Mm. Okay. There you go.
No names.
No names. No names, Swampy, no names. Oh, that was Seamus' famous quote, wasn't it? Anyway, it's 0-0, it's 1-1 all.
You're so used to 0-0 here.
Well, that was down to you. We can expect an enthralling encounter second half. FC United kicking towards the five-a-side pitches in the second half. They got the early goal, early goal in the 40th minute, but 69 seconds later, basically one apiece. So all to play for here. FC's both defences have been a little bit...
Iffy
to say the least. Although saying that, I'm very impressed with Brady again in the right back position. But FC United have made a substitution at half time, and they brought on Joel Senior. Let me just see how they set up again.
So Senior's on for Corbett, is it?
No, Corbett's on. Brady's off. So just talking waxy lyrical about Brady, but he's gone off. It must be an injury, surely, I would have thought. As here come the home team on this near touchline, and it's Curtis Basin on the ball, simple ball back to his skipper. Ball back inside a 1-2, just playing a little diamond there. The ball chipped to this left-hand side. Good control there by Steve Brogan. Cuts inside, plays it back to Bayston. FC United back in numbers, though, and they have to go back to the halfway line. But with the halfway line here, doesn't mean a great deal, does it? Because basically the halfway line's only about 40 yards from the 18-yard box. But well, they come out with a little bit of purpose about them, Ferrabia. A bit of a belief as well. The ball chipped to this left-hand side. That's a lovely sweeping ball as well. And Curtis Bateson plays the ball back now to Russell. Russell plays the ball to the penalty area. It's a decent ball in. It's flicked away. Was at the edge of the penalty area. First half shot comes in. And it comes off Zach Corbin out for a corner. Well, FC defence again static at the back. The shot came in. This time it was Darnell Bailey-King. And it's out for a corner ball.
Well, at times we just seem to be watching the game go by at certain places on the pitch and not reacting.
Well, Danny Brady, it has to be an injury, doesn't it, surely? I would have thought. Anyway, FC
certainly
have to defend,
for a half-time
defend,
change.
Defend this corner. Ball near post, comes across, beats three players, and well, Young Senior was in the right-back position, but he's now in the left-back position, plays a ball up, splits the two centre-forwards for FC United Manchester, and is straight into the feet of the goalkeeper, Ross Durant. So let me give you the teams again now. It's FC United, Allison, Wisden, Kay, Corbett, Hughes, Logan, Irwin, Greaves, Gonzalez, Walker, and now Senior. No changes for the home team. And FC United still play that 4-4-2. Ball on the halfway line. No bookings yet. No bookings for either team. In fact, there's been no challenges, really. Is that going to be the kiss of death as well now? Is it going to be a plethora of bookings?
He was just bigging up Danny Brady and then noticed he wasn't even on the pitch.
Well, as I say, it has to be, I would have thought, surely an injury. And the one thing is, now Curtis Bason's got to get, you know, against Young Joel Senior. Needed to see more of him from a therapy perspective in the second half, and he's been on the ball two or three times early, so it remains one apiece here.
Who didn't come out for the second half?
Brady. Joel Senior's on in his place.
That's the commentator.
As the ball picked up by Kay, flicks the ball forward but loses out, and it's picked up by Russell. Russell does well. Plays it back to into the left-back position, and it's ball whipped over the top for Steve Brogan to try and get on the end of. Halfway line again. Strong, fair challenge, and here come the home team again. The ball played, it's a decent ball, left-hand side, onside decision again. Now it's the goal scorer plays the ball across field. It beats three players, and it finally finds to the other side of the pitch now. Bailey-King, simple ball back outside now to Simon Russell. Russell tries to get the shot away but cuts inside. Irwin hustling and bustling. The ball played through the middle is an opportunity for the home team again. Can they get the shot away? Yes, they can. And a world-class save from FC United's goalkeeper. Well, it's the only thing that separated Ferriby from being 2-1 up here. A wonderful diving save. Great football by Simon Russell on the edge of the area. And FC United at the moment haven't actually come out, Paul.
That was it was a great save, that. The footwork by Allinson was superb, the way he managed to pour it away at full stretch.
Well,
that was a quality
Ferriby
save.
Ferriby come out with real purpose in this second half. And it's going to be Steve Brogan to take it, left-footed. This near touchline, the ball comes across three players. It's headed away by Hughes. Now here comes Logan. Can Logan get down the byline? He's got Greaves who comes towards to help him, but Logan's still on the ball. Takes it down right-hand side now. He's shown too much of it. The ball will probably go out for a corner. I mean, a goal kick, I would have thought. But no, he keeps it in, does really well. And then Gonzalez back, and eventually it does go for that goal kick because it comes off Gonzalez. What do you make of Gonzalez in his opening?
He's looked quite useful when the ball's been played up to him. It's stuck. I suppose the problem is that obviously on his debut, he's got no understanding with his teammates.
Well, certainly not. And it's... Stockport County. Oh, it's Darlington 1-0 up against Stockport County. And I think
G-Watch.
Pardon?
G-Watch.
I think it is G-Watch, to be honest. I'll be very honest with you. I really do. And it'd be a shame. He's a Stockport County legend, is Jim Gannon. 383 games and 60 goals as FC United have to defend again on this near touchline. It's with Bateson. Bateson cuts inside. Then goes down the byline, and Hughes has to be resolute there in his defensive duties. He does well there, but Bates is still on the ball. Can he get beyond the FC United defenders there? He holds the ball well, plays it back to Brogan. Brogan, the skipper there, plays it outside to Simon Russell. Russell now at the edge of the area, looks for some support, plays it back out left-hand side, and it splits the defenders again, unfortunately, and it bounces off the corner flag and goes out for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester.
They're beginning to probe a bit now against us and looking for spaces, and it's interesting how they've changed a little bit the way they play in the second half.
Well, what they've done is they've had more composure on the ball and they've not given it away.
They've started picking a pass instead of just playing it frantically.
And they played the ball out as much as possible to Curtis Bateson.
Bateson's a very good player, isn't he?
He is indeed. And he's coming more and more into this game. It's one apiece here, though, as Allison with a tremendous save keeps the game at one apiece. As now Logan in the final third chips the ball into the penalty area but into the arms of the goalkeeper. It's comfortably gathered. And they look for a quick clearance, and they do get that quick clearance, and Wisden is equal to it, and he wins the ball. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt. It is picked up by Walker. Walker to with Wisden. Wisden now rides a challenge, and that could be the first yellow card of the afternoon. It was a late challenge there. The referee quite rightly, I think Russell Fry is the man that's going to go into the book there. He lunged in against Danny Wisden.
I think Fry's in hot water here.
Well, you never want to fry when there's any hot water around. It can a lethal combination, but not in a good way.
Wise words from a guy who owns a cafeteria. Well done. Thank you.
Not for much longer.
There you are. You've got your yellow card.
Well,
you were working on that.
It was an impetuous late challenge by Fry, and FC United have a free kick far left hand side of the ground, at opposite side. It's going to be whipped in by Steve Irwin again.
And they put the lights on.
Influential, have they? Oh yes, they have. The ball chipped towards the back post. It's a decent ball. Keeper comes out and punches away and does well, the goalkeeper there. And Danny Wisdom down there got a bit of an injury there as they try and clear the lines, and it falls for the number 8. Great touch and turn there. The ball kept in play. Great football by Curtis Bateson. Goes past one, cuts inside now. Ball, lovely ball goes across there, but back defending. Excellent defensive duties there from Walker, and Danny Wisdom down injured. And that's
we could be losing both fullbacks at the way it's going.
Well, Wisdom the man down to FC United physio duo come onto the pitch, and while we have an opportunity, we'll have a small commercial break, and we'll be back after these wise words.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for Women's Team Live, FC United against Northwich Vixens, from 2 o'clock here live on FCM Radio live
and exclusive.
Back to Swamper. Is that a good advert?
Well, it was.
It needed some music, didn't it?
It needed some music, yeah. But it was an informational.
It was
bit of football commentary from you then, Ben. And with Danny Wisdom,
doesn't look good, does it?
No, it was. I think he's going to probably just see if he can run it off. I don't know if he collided with the player, but as soon as that was, I think there's a thumbs up. He's going to be okay.
The double act there of Sam and Olivia. Working magic.
Just a reminder, that scoreline at Moor Lane currently, Salford 1, Leamington 2. Why is that scoreline important at the moment, Paul?
Why is that scoreline important? Well, Leamington are very close to us at the bottom of the table. We need to win today to get out of the bottom three.
Well, at this moment in time, we're going to stay where we are. FC United and Manchester need to get into the second half. Not really got into any form of gear in the second half as of yet, and the home team certainly in the ascendancy. And a free kick, Matty Hughes there, the referee's going to probably go to her book there, and it might be a yellow card for Hughes.
Mind you, he's used to this, isn't he?
And it's an interesting yellow card, to say the least, because the ball was whipped over Hughes's head, and Hughes is backtracking to get back in a goal side position, and he stopped the player from going any further, and the referee deemed it a yellow card. So Hughes continues in his prowess of being the league's leading
card man. It's like having a birthday every week.
It is. And I hope that... so don't forget also, today is National Non-League Day, and Dulwich Hamlets are actually donating all their takings to two charities. And it's pay what you can afford to get in as well. So here is an opportunity, though, for North Ferriby. 10 yards outside the penalty area, or actually 6 yards outside the penalty area. So FC's defensive wall, back into their own area. They shuffle forward as this ball comes. It's a decent ball. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! What a free kick by Steve Brogan, the skipper, and he's whips it beyond FC's goalkeeper. Whips it round the wall, and FC go from 1-0 up to losing here by 2-1. Plenty of time for FC to get back into this game, because they haven't started yet, Paul, have they, the second half?
Well, again, you know, you can trace a lot of our goals conceded this season down to fouls and resulting free kicks and stuff like that. And yet again, we concede a foul in a very bad position, and it's capitalised on by the opposition.
Well, Ferriby came out certainly, with a spring in the step, a lot better than they were in the first half, and they get that goal just before half time to make it one apiece, and they've looked at the only team really that was going to be scoring in the opening part. So they've done that from, as I say, set piece. Great free kick by Steve Brogan, but again, was it necessary? Was it something that we could have actually dealt with rather than conceding the free kick? Well, it wasn't, and it's FC United now have it all to do.
56 minutes, Captain Stephen
Brogan. As the goal kick taken up in the air goes FC United's defence, but they lose out again. They seem to be packing the final third very, very well, the home team at this moment in time. It's Bailey King on the far right hand side trying to win the ball. Free kick, no, not given, and FC can come away with Irwin. Irwin sees Logan on this right hand side, but checks and plays the ball up towards Gonzalez. Gonzalez loses out, and they've given the ball away. Here's another opportunity now to try and kill the game off. The ball on this near touch line wasn't the best of balls for Curtis Bateson, but he has an opportunity, Bateson. Bateson plays the ball inside to his skipper, the goal scorer Steve Brogan. A 1-2 and the ball chipped through there, and Matty Hughes screaming on his own there for an offside. He had his hand up, but there was no one else really on the same wavelength there as the FC United halfway line. Ball picked up by Walker, but he gives it away, looks for the free kick, not going to get it. The ball chipped from one side to the other, and again Corbett has to go back and defend, plays it back to his goalkeeper, takes a touch, and then hits it on the outside of his boot to this near touch line. Control well by Logan. Logan plays a 1-2 with Young Senior, chested down by Gonzalez, holds a ball well, cuts inside now, simple ball required, but he's taking it himself. Gonzalez going all the way, can he get the shot away? He's in his shooting position now, plays the ball out wide to Walker. Walker plays the ball into the penalty area, and it's dealt with comfortably by the goalkeeper. He should have played that across the goal post, into the near post, and but that's probably the best bit of football from Gonzalez.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether Walker was in two minds there, whether to shoot or to play it back in.
Well, it's 2-1, FC United trail here at North Ferriby. The ball on the halfway line, a free ball there. The ball chipped the outside of the boot by Russell Fry, but it'll be easy for FC's goalkeeper, who comes out of the area, gathers the ball, and they'll play it simply to Corbett, will he? No, he tells Corbett to move forward. 2-1 down, 30 minutes in the second half gone. And the ball, a flat one, Gonzalez brings on his chest, controls it well, cuts inside, looks for some support, and a late lunge there by Gonzalez, but the referee had already given a free kick to the big number 10 from FC United of Manchester, and FC can hopefully maybe rectify it from a set-piece move and try and put the pressure on the visiting team. In fact, the referee's not giving anything other than a throw-in, which is a surprise. Gonzalez on his chest again, he flicks the ball with the back of his head to nobody. It's a throw-in to North Ferriby. He chests it quite interestingly, does he? Because he doesn't nestle the ball. It bounces off his chest, and he puts himself under pressure with the second ball. Paul,
yeah, he's got a strange technique. It's as if he's trying to play the ball with his chest before he actually gets it under control.
Well, Allison has the ball. He hits it to the halfway line. It's a free header for Simon Russell. Plays it to the number 8, who does really well. And then a mistake, and now can Greaves capitalise? He's got another goalkeeper. It's goal bound, but it's going to be cleared. But there is a ricochet of two defenders, and Tom Greaves, well, he did everything right. He went round the goalkeeper at an acute angle. It was goal bound, but unfortunately there wasn't enough legs on it. And FC United, though, have the throw-in. And, well, it's nearly given away by Senior. He wins the ball back. Logan can take over this near touchline now. Cuts inside. Looks for some support. He finds Kay about half a yard away from him. The ball played by Kay to Senior. Senior tries to chip the ball into the penalty area. It does get into the penalty area, but it's a ricochet off a home player. And then Well, Greaves can't be offside because it comes off a defender, and eventually it goes out for an FC. It goes out for a goal kick. I thought it came off an FC player, but no, goal kick. They look again, that ball here down the right hand side. FC's skipper gets the ball, and he's thinking of what to do with it rather than knowing where the player's going to be, knowing what they're going to do with the ball. It's all seems to be made up on the hock.
Well, we've got 30 minutes left, and we've certainly got to get our act together if we're going to avoid an embarrassing defeat here, because North Ferriby have not won at home yet this season.
Well, FC about to make a double substitution.
Scored much this season either at home, have they?
They'd only scored once before today.
No, actually, it's a single substitution. He's just talking to Walker, and Logan's going off. Joe Logan going off, and FC United of Manchester bringing on
Kinsella.
Scott. Tim Kinsella. Well, it may be his kind of game for Tim Kinsella. Who knows? Is it Kinsella? Yeah, it is.
I'd have thought it was more of a McCarthy moment.
Interesting. I would have, you know, maybe like for like, but Kinsella, well, he's direct. That's certainly the case. With the ball flicked on, and Senior plays it back to his goalkeeper. Good play by the youngster there. Plays it back to his keeper, who clears his lines. FC won three up top here now. And, well, we're talking about managers in precarious positions today. If FC get beat as the ball played into the area, out for a goal kick though, Carl could be in serious jeopardy here, even though he two tremendous results in the FA Cup. But at this moment in time, this team aren't playing well in the Football League. Our Football League, that is, not the Football League itself, before anyone questions my knowledge and in-depth at that of this style of football. 2-1, 16 minutes of the second half gone, and it's FC United with the second change of the afternoon one. I think it enforced one as Danny Brady off. I think it must have been an injury because he was having a good first 45, and Joe Senior coming on and replacing him, and FC United Joe Logan coming off and bringing on Tim Kinsella. As wouldn't have been the choice I would have made, to be honest. I would have bought more direct player, maybe with McCarthy, who can score goals as well. But they have an opportunity. Kinsella now plays a nice ball out wide right to Senior. Senior's ball into the penalty. There's a decent one with purpose. And Tom Greaves.
Oh, what a goal.
What a goal from Greaves. A volley from 8 yards out under the side of the crossbar. Hits the goalkeeper's head and bounces in. But it was all about the shot. It was a good link-up play between Kinsella and Senior. And there was the man, Tom Greaves, again.
Number 97.
97.
Well, he's scored 3-3 now, hasn't he?
Well, right back in this FC United of Manchester.
That was terrific technique by Tom Greaves.
Senior.
Well, this is a very unexpected goal fest.
Tom Greaves. Tommy Greaves. Tommy Greaves. Tommy Greaves. I'm not mentioning you on the radio. You're in work.
That wasn't his voice. It was somebody impersonating him.
That was an actor. That was an actor impersonating him doing. Anyway, FC a lifeline, two apiece here. But here come the home team again. It's with Steve Brogan. Brogan plays the ball the outside of his boot. It's an opportunity again to make it three. Oh, and it's just an inch wide of the post. And the number nine there. Just not
the first time he's got round the back of us, not offside, and had a golden opportunity, and he's not taken it.
It was good football, good play by Ferriby, and FC United can find themselves looking not to be 3-2 down there.
That could have been the second time in the game where we've scored and got pegged back straight away.
Well, that was Tom Greaves, what he does really well, 6 yard area. I mean, a little bit fortuitous. It hits the other side of the crossbar and bounces onto the goalkeeper's head and goes in. But a great effort from him.
Yeah, great technique, and obviously he's experienced enough to take up the right positions, and when the delivery's right, which Senior gave him, we're going to get goals.
Certainly are. 97 for Tom Greaves now, as FC United are trying to get back into this game. Well, they are level terms, but it's the visit of the home team with Warren on the right hand side to play up towards the number 11, Bailey King, and FC United's Danny Wisdom was equal to it. It's a throw in though, and 25 minutes of this game to go, two apiece here. As the ball down the right hand side again, it's Bailey King doing really, really well. Gets the ball into the penalty area, but Corbett's the man who can clear his lines. Free header there though for Picton, and Scott Kay comes away with it. Oh, and Kay strong in the challenge, and a fair one this time. And Gonzalez tries to turn his man, and the referee judges that Picton has brought down Gonzalez. Well, for a moment there we all thought Kay's boot was up a little bit, but it was a fair one, and FC get a free kick. And again, can they capitalise? It's only 5 yards into the opposition half. However, pitch being so small, Paul, you can whip it in. Danger for the visitors. It'd be nice to see Tim Kinsella get a goal. It'd be nice to see Gonzalez on his debut get a goal as well.
It's a good position, with it being a small pitch halfway.
And the ball whipped in towards the back post it goes. Keeper comes out and punches really well and confident there. And FC United now have to defend. The number 8 chips out to this near touchline, and there's a slight break on. It's with the skipper, Steve Brogan, on the left-hand side. Cuts inside, does really, really well. Needs some support. Oh, and they just can't connect with anyone apart from FC's goalkeeper. And into his arms it went there. And again, well, end-to-end stuff. As Gonzalez, well, control lets him down. Picton's nearly does, but he plays it out left-hand side again. The skipper back on the ball, Brogan. Again, Brogan has It's a football pitch, Ben. Lots of grass on it. As Gonzalez challenges a fair one, but he loses out the ball. It's a ball over the top, but it's an offside decision against Curtis Bateson.
My point was, aware, is the guy was in so much space on, as you said, a very small pitch. It beggars belief.
Maybe it's his aftershave.
Oh, there you go, Ben. There's a...
Tim Williams has been in touch to say, hola from a very sunny southern Spain. Sorry if you've already mentioned it, but are we attacking or defending the allotment end?
We are defending the allotment end second half.
And any chance you could find out of Marger who the penalty taker is?
He doesn't know, so we haven't got a clue.
Well, there'll be a scuffle over the ball, and then Steve Irwin will take it.
I think the duties are Steve Irwin's, as Gilchrist isn't actually on the pitch.
And he has scored 3-3 from the spot.
As FC defending deep, the ball whipped down the right-hand side. It's chested down by Brady, FC United's number three, but the ball falls kindly for a free kick conceded by the number nine there, and I don't see why it was a free kick, but the assistant on the far side, Mr. Irwin, Alex Clark gives it to FC. It's taken quickly. Matty Hughes on the ball now. You've got a chance to move to the halfway line with the ball, Matty. You can move to the place. It's to Kay instead. Kay plays the ball inside. Not the best of balls for Walker, and who does actually lose it. And now there's a gap in the middle of the park that needs to be dealt with. And Irwin was back defending, and it comes off Irwin, and then Senior has to concede the throw. It's taken quickly. Picked up by Simon Russell. Lovely reverse ball now. Tom Green's back defending the left back position against Steve Brogan. Well, showing what he should, what all good players do, backtracking and defending well. But FC United here just putting the pressure on. It's on the halfway line. Picked up by Jake Skelton. Skelton back to his goalkeeper. And five players up top at that moment there for the home team as the ball flicked on. And Corbett comes across, left footed, hits a long looping ball, has to be dealt with by Picton. He does win the header. Who's going to win the ball on the halfway line this time? It's Kay, does really well. Kay saw where the ball was going to bounce, just steps a yard away, won the ball, simple ball into Gonzalez. Gonzalez then should play the ball out wide right to Irwin. He does find Irwin, but again it might be overplayed, but Irwin has got the pace to keep it in, does really well to keep it in. He does exactly that, and then, well, good defending and a free kick conceded by Irwin, is it?
Yeah,
pull out of the shirt, but the ball overplay there by Gonzalez just slightly, and it puts the undue pressure on Irwin to win it and then try and put the ball into the penalty area, Paul.
Yeah, it really is up for grabs this game, isn't it? It's, I don't think a point is really good for either side, considering the positions they're in.
Certainly not, as FC with a good bit of form in the FA Cup. You would come here with high hopes. But it's currently two apiece, so anything can happen. There's 23 minutes gone in the second half. Two all as defending duties for the home team. But Kinsella can't get in the end of it, and it's going to be a goal kick. So wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. It's FC Live, brought to you by, as always, constructivecoding.com, the armchair army, our brothers and sisters around the world, good comrades everywhere. And we hope you're enjoying this afternoon. It's a National Non-League Day, and also... it's an opportunity for anyone to try fine ale, to go to their local establishments and enjoy it. My local even got a mention on the BBC last night because the presenter wanted a free bit of beer when he goes in there. Is the ball now wide right hand side for Kinsella? Kinsella hits a big long looping ball into the penalty area. Gonzalo gets his head on it. He goes across, off the crossbar. Well, it's still in the air, but there's an offside decision anyway. But I think the goal might have counted there, Paul, to be honest.
I was waiting for a whistle to blow that never blew, and the ball came back off the bar, and Greaves was given offside. But it's an interesting moment.
Dealt with tremendously well by the radio commentary team. I thought, header, post. But it's Hughes, strong commanding header on the halfway line. But second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt, but it's the number nine does really well, and the ball played over the top, and it's played slightly over the top there for anyone from Ferriby to get on the end of it. And Allison Simple gathers his thoughts, gathers the ball, looks for maybe a long ball. Greaves is saying hit it to the left hand side, and up goes Gonzalez. He wins the header, ball goes high in the air. Greaves is up for the second one. It's a decent header as well, but well dealt with there by Simon Russell, I think it was. Oh no, it's his skipper actually, Steve Brogan. He's been impressive, Brogan, hasn't he?
Yes, apart from the free kick. He's done well.
Apart from the free, oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, I like the unbiased biasness in that reply. As a header again, there's an opportunity. There's a few caps appearing again, left hand side. Here come the home team. It's Basin. He's got three players in the penalty area. Good defending there from FC United's Mr. Young.
I think Senior's yes, done Young well. Yes, he's come on.
He's done okay. He's Simon Fry on the ball now. Russ Fry, and he goes from. Well, all the way back to his goalkeeper, who has to deal with it because it was a, well, that could have classed as a shot, as he clears his lines, the keeper now, and the ball picked up by Simon Russell. Two players around him, and Russell's can't afford to lose it there. Does really, really well to battle and win that ball back. Skipper on the ball now. Across comes Hughes. Does really well there, Hughes, to win the ball, get in front of his man, throwing to Ferriby, and a bit of communication. Bit of talking. I mean, it's a very quiet team, isn't it? I mean, there's a couple of players there chatting, Corbett and Matty Hughes being them, which is what you want. Throw in taken, free header there for FC United of Manchester. They win the first ball, but they lose on the second ball. But there's Kinsella chips the ball over the top, straight into the arms of the goalkeeper, and it remains two apiece here. Neither team will want to concede, and that could make it very, very interesting as the ball at the halfway line, and Kay does really well, plays it to Walker through the middle now, jinking one way and another way, plays up to Gonzalez, a 1-2 with Gonzalez, back to Walker inside now, the ball played to Irwin on the edge of the penalty area. Can he have a shot from there? Yes, he can, from distance. Oh my word, oh my goodness, what a worldie from Irwin there. You gave him half a yard, he took it 10 yards forward and he's just leathered it into the top corner. And what a quality player, what a quality goal. And unfortunately, there's a number of scouts here. So that was a rubbish goal. It was no good at all.
It was a fluke.
Absolute fluke. What a phenomenal goal.
He scored one and made one today. And every game he seems to come up with something that is out of the ordinary.
Well, the 28-year-old, absolutely superb. What a finish. Can FC United now stay resolute, stay tight in their defence and get three valuable points here at Ferriby?
There's a bit of ranting going on.
What, sorry?
A bit of ranting going on.
Oh, great goal. And a substitution made by the home team. And Callum Rezonka coming on. And who was the player going on? Did you see who went off?
Just trying to figure it out. Is it
Bailey King?
It's 11
yeah,
gone off.
It's Darnell Bailey King is the player that's come off. FC United 3-2 up now. And looking for an offside. And Kinsella from distance hits a long looping ball out for a goal kick. And, well, what a goal. What an absolutely tremendous, tremendous finish. And FC United of Manchester's number 8 does it again. I mean, we've waxed lyrical since he's joined the club. His work rate is fantastic. His possession in the ball is good. And he really is a top, top draw player. And to be honest, until that moment in the second half, he'd gone a little bit quiet, as FC United had. But 3-2 up now as the ball hit over the top again. It's a little bit overhit there by Senior. Into the arms of Ross Durant.
The good thing about Irwin is he tries to make things happen, doesn't he? He doesn't just pass the ball, he looks to make an opening.
Well, the ball, halfway line. Kay, nice little touch, plays it to Irwin. Irwin saw that he had a bit of room to manoeuvre into, so he takes a little bit of the sting out of the game. Plays the ball inside. It's given away, though, picked up by Simon Russell. Russell plays a nice ball out to this left-hand side for the skipper, Steve Brogan. Brogan plays the ball inside. Headed away by Corbett, bread and butter for Corbett that, and then Irwin back defending that midfield role, plays it back to his goalkeeper, who in turn hits a long ball over the top, and well, from one end to another end, the keeper gathers it, plays it back to his skipper, and Brogan now. Have Ferriby got anything in this game left?
Well, stolen.
They've lost the ball there, and it's a great play there by Walker. Walker can make it 4-2, plays the ball inside, and it's cleared, and well, Gonzalez takes over though. Can Gonzalez get on the second ball? Good, fair challenge, the referee says. Yes, play on. Gonzalez down, looking for the free kick, never going to get it. And Steve Brogan takes over, plays the ball inside. They look nervy now, all of a sudden, the home team. As Simon Russell plays a reverse ball from this side to the far side of the ground, but it goes out for a throw in, and FC United can just maybe take the sting out of the game a little bit here, Paul.
15 minutes left, 3-2 up. The worst thing we can do is try and sit on it.
Can just maybe not necessarily slow the game down, but just keep possession well, and when we need to break, break. But the same token, Farabee, oh, we wanted to get something out of this. Well, it's funny, isn't it? You said, what, how many goals have been scored here with the FC United versus Farabee over the years?
Nine in seven.
And we've had five in one.
Yeah, it's strange how things change, isn't it?
Now, two teams that are struggling, FC United, though, at the
moment.
There's
going to be another substitution coming for Farabee.
There certainly is. But there's a throw into FC United Manchester in the final third as well. The ball into the penalty area. It's flicked on there by Gonzalez and cleared. And it's a hurried clearance, and it stays in play. Across comes a senior. And, well, he wins the ball. Plays it back to Hughes. Not the best of balls for Hughes to deal with. And Ben just hangs on to the radio equipment in case it was coming this way. But Kinsella there. Is there a penalty? The referee going to play continue? Two players
went down together, really, didn't they?
They were pulling each other's shirts there. And I don't think it was conclusive, was it? No. Now the ball up, and Matty Hughes wins the header. Halfway line up goes Walker. He doesn't win that first header, and then he gets the ball back, but then he loses out, picked up by Bobby Johnson. Johnson plays it out to the right back position. Through the middle they go now. There's a lovely ball down the right hand side, an opportunity now for Simon Russell. Russell's ball into the penalty area is a decent one. Who's on the end of it? Well, there's two Ferry players with it, and one of them now has it. It's Bateson on the ball. Bateson chips the ball towards the back post. It's a little bit under hit, but it falls for a shot on target. It ricochets off a player, and there's Simon again into the penalty area. Cuts inside beautifully. First time shot comes in to the near post. And down goes FC's goalkeeper. And Lloyd Allison does well there, but you're right. I mean, these are two teams that are struggling. And you can see it in their defensive duties, really, from one end to another end. And, well, it's 3-2 FC, 3-2 to FC, and that's good for us. And we'll take it, but there's a lot of improvement to be done and had here at FC United of Manchester. There's a strong header there by Hughes, and a fair one. Gonzalez plays it back to Cini. Cini's ball is high, looping in the air. Greaves is onside. Is he? No, he's not. And the flag went up, and it's a free kick to Farabee. And the substitution is about to be made now for Farabee. And coming on is Ambalu. Joel Ambalu. And going off is the number 10, Russell Fry. So Ambalu's on.
They've just ruined one of my lines there. I was hoping they were going to put Mark Gray on, and he would have been the only Gray in the village.
Salford 2, Leamington 2.
2-2 now at Salford, then. Well, you'd expect them to be getting a victory at home, wouldn't you, Salford City? But Leamington are making a good fist of it. They were 2-1 up for quite a large part of the game, as they give the ball away, and Gonzalez can charge on the right hand side now. Across comes Picton, has to deal with it. He might concede a throw in or a corner. He concedes neither, but he puts his team in a bit of difficulty there. But the skipper came across and played a very interesting ball back into the 18 yard area, but he knew there was no one around, so it was simple for them to come out as in their own half at the moment, got all the way back to the goalkeeper. And 33 minutes of the second half gone, FC United 3-2 up here. And is there a sting in the tail yet? Irwin's made sure of one of them with a tremendous worldie. He has the ball now, nearly gives it away, but picked up by Walker. Back to Irwin. Irwin now outside of the boot, plays it to Gonzalez. Two players in the penalty area for FC United Manchester. Gonzalez is a decent delivery, does it himself to the byline. He goes, ball chips in there, and it's stayed in play. And FC got back defending again to do with the goalkeeper. Oh well, he tries a quick throw out, and his throw goes straight out for a throw in to FC United Manchester.
Always looks desperate, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Well, okay, leaves it for Joel Senior. Decent crowd here this afternoon as well.
Yes, we don't know it at the moment, but maybe they'll tell us.
Well, it's headed on there by Gonzalez into the penalty area. It's dealt with by Picton. Should be a throw into FC United and Manchester. It is. Again, FC just taking a little bit of the sting out of the game. Little slow it down a little bit.
Substitute for FC.
Well, Mike Connor coming on, and FC United's
debutant
on Walker, the goal scorer of FC United's first on his debut.
When's Connor's suspension starting?
Saturday. Connor and Hughes missing the next two.
Well, just shoring up that midfield. Mike Connor, he's got 34 minutes to get himself sent off. Or maybe not. Let's hope. FC United now. Well, they've got the throw in. It's going to be into the penalty area with this throw in from Joel Senior. Referee still with a smile on her face. Rebecca Welsh enjoying this afternoon here. Only a couple of bookings as well. And FC United down the right hand side with the K. back to Senior. Senior goes to the byline, does really well, the youngster. Gets a great ball toward the back post. Oh, it just evades two or three FC shirts, but the man that can pick it up is Danny Wisdom. Wisdom plays it back to Irwin. Irwin plays a simple ball inside. Mike Connor's first touch lets him down. But there's FC United's skipper and trying to win the ball back. And eventually he concedes a free kick. And FC have to defend. The ball played quickly over the top. And the number 14, a substitute, is an opportunity here. Can he do something with the ball outside the area? He is looking for some support. He's got five red shirts around him now, but somehow he finds a Basin. Basin now towards the penalty area. The ball goes. It falls outside the area for the number 7. Simon Russell plays it back to Basin. Basin shows a little bit too much of the ball back to Russell. I should say Simon Russell. Yeah, I was right.
Oh, you'd have thought it. You'd have thought it.
Picton now. Down the right-hand side, brings in Mason Warren. Two players around him, and FC United will nullify that attack. And it's Gonzalez now, shows a bit too much of it. But he's got a bit of pace about him. He tries to push the player off the ball, and does enough there to get FC United to throw another halfway line.
He's certainly got the strength, hasn't he?
He just, like, squatted him like he was a fly. He was that big. Was he that big marine called Camouflage? Anyway. It's a opportunity for FC United to slow the game down a little bit more. We've got 9 minutes of this game to go. 3-2, they lead. And one apiece at half time. FC then going 2-1 up, two apiece, and then 3-2 to FC United of Manchester. And a wonder goal, a great shot from FC United of Manchester, Tom Greaves, to make it 2-1. And a great goal to make it 3-2 from Steve Irwin, as Gonzalez shows too much of the ball. He has another opportunity to win it again. Holds it. Still holding it. Two players around him. Can he come away with it? Well, he allows Danny Wisdom to take over. Wisdom plays it into KK to Mike Connor. Mike Connor's first time shot is charged down by Simon Russell. Well, the one thing about Ferriby, they're full of endeavour, they're full of work rate, they're full of, you know, passion. But they are where they are for a reason. And FC United are capitalising upon that. Although in the second half, they came out and they went 2-1 down because the visitors were actually in the ascendancy, weren't they? So the home team in the ascendancy, FC United, it's taken a little bit of time to get up to the standards to get at least a goal in front, and it is a goal in front. 3-2 the lead, and FC United now the ball into the penalty. It flicks across, it needs to be dealt with by a green shirt. Picton deals with it, but it's not convincing, and it's controlled initially by Irwin, but they can bring the ball away. But Irwin then gets in front of his man. They can see the throw in, the home team.
Ferriby were in front for 6 minutes.
So they're deep in their own half, and the skipper has a handball there. Referee doesn't see it, and the assistant doesn't see it, as Mike Connor plays the ball to Kinsella, who plays it back to Wisdom. Wisdom plays it back to his goalkeeper, and the substitute tries to charge down FC's goalkeeper, but to no avail. A long looping ball is a decent ball, and Picton can't get in the end of it. Out comes the goalkeeper, gathers it. This time he throws it underarm to his skipper, who chips the ball forward there. Brought him down well by the chest of Mazraki, and then FC United defend it well, but Kay not happy.
He was taking a piggyback.
Is that allowed?
No. In any sport, I don't think.
Does it say those? He will argue that it's not strictly in the rules.
I know we're near the coast, but we're nowhere near Blackpool, are we? Anyway, free kick. Steve Broker to take it. Can they defend this ball better than they have for most of the afternoon? The ball towards the back post, and it's won by an FC shirt, a little bit picked up by Bobby Johnson. Johnson there plays it in turn though, inside to Simon Russell. Russell back to where the free kick was taken, and Steve Brogan will chip it in again. It should be a free header for Tom Greaves, who wins the header. It's back with a green shirt though, the hoops of the North Ferriby team with the number 16. It's Rozonka. Down the byline he goes, cuts inside. Can he get a decent ball in? It's a near post ball, an opportunity, first time shot. Oh, what a great goal, what a great equaliser. But great ball down the right hand side, and some great football, and great crossing by the number 16 substitute, Callum Rozonka. And then who was on the end of it? It was the number 9, was it? It was indeed.
Yeah,
he's got second great of the game, and that was a great finish. That was Tom Greaves-esque. He got his body in the right position, and he swiveled with the ball, and it was beyond FC's goalkeeper. And what we can say is there's not been a bad goal in this game, but there's been some dreadful defending.
I can't say we've felt secure at 3-2 at any stage.
Well, 5 minutes of this game to go. Three apiece. Kay on the ball now. looks for some support, gets it in the form of Senior, who charges forward. Senior now brought to the penalty area. It's a decent ball towards the back post, palmed away by the goalkeeper. Gonzalez went down looking for a penalty, and then Danny Wisdom wins the ball back. Wisdom now cuts into the penalty area. Wisdom plays it to Kinsella. First time shot comes in.
Oh,
a great save of the goalkeeper. In fact, it wasn't Kinsella, it was Mike Connor. And there's a player down injured for North Ferriby. There's a player, two players down injured for North Ferriby. In fact, one in the penalty area, one on the halfway line. But there might be a hammy as well there for the number nine. But before we go anything further, it was the skipper, Steve Brogan, getting behind his goalkeeper. Goalkeeper makes a wonderful save, Duran, but I think because he was so close to him, they've collided. But it was a fierce shot from Mike Connor, and FC have a corner when we've all, this has all been sorted out. In fact, the skipper's up. He said, look, I'm going to defend this ball with my life. As FC United, can they make it 4-3? Three apiece here. Irwin, ball chips into the back post. Who's on the end of it? Tom Greaves with an overhead kick, and it's wide of the post. And nothing Greaves can do that from a cute angle. And well, it's 4 minutes plus any additional time the referee deems fit in a game. Well, it's very, very rarely ever seen goals here. Seven goals in nine games, but today, six goals in one. You get your money's worth there, don't you? Well, you do at the moment with FC. And it's Ross Durant. Is there going to be an opportunity for either team on either side as a free kick conceded by Scott Kay? Be careful, Kay, there, because the referee is just going to have, I think, a quick word with the FC skipper.
It's accumulation, isn't it? That was Kay's problem.
Indeed.
Eventually, the referee gives up and gets the card out.
Well, they have to defend this ball. FC United, everyone back bar Gonzalez and Greaves. It's 11 versus 11, which makes a change. And they have to defend this ball as it's whipped in. It's a decent ball, goes through everybody into the goalkeeper at the back post. Looking for a penalty, a player go down there. The referee not even interested in any way, shape or form. And the ball on the halfway line needs to be picked up by a red shirt. Across goes Mike Connor, and he wins that. And he had no right to win that, really, because the number eight, well, he was actually just taking it off him, in fairness. Looking to hold the ball, plays it nicely inside us, Baston. And now the ball whipped on right side. Simon Russell plays it into Warren. Warren down the right-hand side to the man who made that goal. Cuts inside again, the number 16. He chips it towards the back post. It's a nonchalant ball towards the back post, headed away, though, by Joe Senior. Irwin comes across and wins it. Does really well there, Irwin. Makes a little bit of room. Cuts inside again, looks for some support. Finds it in Kinsella. Kinsella now plays the ball and loses the ball. And again, it's an attack. I don't understand why Kinsella came on the pitch, in all fairness. No disrespect to him, but he's just not good enough at this level. It's quite clear to see, as FC United now defending again to do. And good defending this time by Scott Kay. Kay in the left back position, chips the ball forward, gives the ball away, and then FC United making a mistake at the back, but it's cleared, to a green shirt. FC very nervy at the moment. The ball chips over the top, the flag will go up for an offside decision against the substitute. And FC at the moment just giving the ball away in such dangerous positions with 2 minutes to go. That's just basic, poor, rudimentary, poor defending, Paul.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any kind of organisation or understanding.
The ball chipped over the top. Gonzalez tries to win it. Tom Greaves is at the back post, running to keep this ball in play. He does keep it in play. Does really well. Holds it well. Looks for some support. He has Kay for coming. Puts the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball. No one there really attacking. Kinsella couldn't get the right side of his body. It's a throw into FC United. Manchester though, in the far corner. Come on, Reds. We need something out of this game.
90th minute.
Across goes Danny Wisdom to take it. Should be a long throw into the penalty area. Putting the pressure on. The ball hasn't gone up yet. Into the 45th minute of the game. The ball, who's it with? It's with Kinsella. Ball gets chipped towards the back post. And it's out for a goal kick. Half decent attempt there from Kinsella, though he did well. He held the ball well. And he turned and he chipped it. It was well wide, in fairness. But McCarthy was a man for me. He come on. The extra pace, the action, the tenacity. And you can put, he puts pressure on players. But whether he's fully fit, I don't know. As the ball goes Hughes, he wins the header. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt. It's not, it's picked up by a green shirt. The second ball is picked up now by FC, and Joe Senior hits the ball across field. It's dealt with very comfortably. The number 16 should control it on his chest, and Wisdom can't afford to throw himself in there. It doesn't. Good play there, though, by Callum Rozonka. Rozonka just charging down the right hand side. He's got three shirts in the penalty area. He holds the ball, and a little bit, he's thinking, what do you want me to do with it? Well, put it into the penalty area would be a good idea, probably. There's an opportunity outside the penalty area for the home team. First time shot comes in. Oh, and it's a whisper wide. And Well, that was interesting from Kola Arizonka there, Paul, because he did all the hard work and then stopped three players in the penalty area.
We've got three minutes added on.
Three additional minutes. Three apiece here. The ball halfway line. And Gonzalez gone down with an injury. Free kick conceded by FC United of Manchester. And Gonzalez is in a bit of pain, it would seem, down there on the right-hand side. I don't think we've seen much of him, in fairness, now. I think that looks... it's cramp.
Which is understandable if he hasn't played much lately.
Of course, and FC United have to... see Steve Irwin doing something that's good there. He's just moving the ball away from where the free kick should be taken so he can hopefully... make sure the referee can say, oh, that means ball needs to go back a few yards. But when the free kick comes in, it's going to be a ball whipped into the penalty area. Seven players forward for the home team.
The referee's telling the kicker to move it back a bit. Even from where she is now, she's telling him.
Well, she saw Irwin moving the ball back, so she thinks, oh, they must have, you know. So good little play there by Irwin, a little bit of sportspersonship. That's... everyone up for I don't know what he's doing with the number two. He's taking it even further back. He's actually put the ball on the halfway line for himself now as Mason Warren. But this ball will have to be whipped in to the penalty area. As I say, seven players up there, a lot of players stretching. It's been a tough encounter. It's been end to end stuff. It's been played at a quite a fierce pace, in all fairness. And Gonzalez still down. And if it is cramp, in all fairness, I would, if I was referee, say just take him off the pitch, please. It's a long, lengthy... Leamington have just taken a 3-2 lead against Salford. And, that doesn't do FC any favours at all. And we've got an opportunity here now for FC to have to defend this well. Oh, yeah, and Gainsborough win as well. Darlington are beating Stockport County. So...
Gainsborough go above FC. Oh, no. Well, yeah, they won't. It'll be on goal difference.
Yes, it will be goal difference.
Yeah.
Well, after all, that Gonzalez eventually goes off, which is a strange one. The referee, if it's cramped, off you go. He was only 10 yards away from the actual touchline as well. We could have got this game back on. And now we're going to have to anticipate how many minutes the referee's going to end up playing as this free kick's going to be whipped into the penalty area. Oh, it's a poor one as well. So FC United's Corbett can win the header. And, Kinsella gets the wrong side of his man, then the right side of his man. And a free kick conceded. Play Kinsella. Take your time. Slow the thing down, for goodness sake. Impetuous North West County players, you see. They just want to play. And the free kick now, from one end to another. And FC United with an opportunity to... Oh, he's going to get a yellow card. He's the number eight. He's not careful. He's been told twice by the referee. Move away. Irwin, can he whip this ball into the penalty area? There's, again, seven FC shirts in there. Good delivery required. Good delivery given as well. Keeper comes out. Can he get there? He palms it away. And, that's good football from Mason Warren. Warren now over the halfway line. Plays it out to the substitute, Ron Zonka. Cuts inside now. There's plenty of players on this left-hand side. They can find a decent ball. Well, he could initially, but then he does play the ball in, and it's not. It's under hit. The skipper comes across and wins a good header, though. And Gonzalez is back on the pitch now, and he can try and charge down the left-hand side. But I don't think he's got the legs to do it, but he gets himself a throw-in. And, I think Ferriby have settled for the draw here.
Yes, it looks like the 2 points that we were hoping for have drifted away, and we're going to end up with one.
Well, Wisdom with an opportunity to throw the ball towards a penalty area. Gonzalez doesn't win the header. Second ball, though, won by Kay. Kay flicks the ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball towards the back post. There's a push in the back for me on Steve Irwin, but here come the home team now. Defended well, though, by FC United of Manchester. They go from one end to the other end. It would have been offside anyway, but it's into the arms of the goalkeeper. The referee that says, play on. And we've played 50... Well, we haven't played 50 minutes yet because we had a bit of a break, and the keeper plays the ball long there. Corbett wins ahead. A second ball needs to be won by a red shirt, but it's been given away, and there's an overlap on this left near touchline, and still with Ferriby on the ball with Simon Russell now plays the ball out left hand side to Bateston. Now can he get a final delivery into the penalty towards the back post? The ball goes, it's a decent ball, it's headed away by Danny Wisdom, but picked up by the substitute. He's got to take a ball out wide, and there's no more time, and it finally finishes here. North Derby United 3, FC United Manchester 3. Number of players down on the deck, because that's been a hard game, hard fought game from both teams. A lot of tired legs out there. But the question is, have FC United thrown away 2 points here, or have we gained 1 point, Paul? That's the question.
I think what we've seen this afternoon is a match between two relegation-haunted sides, to be honest. And it's been a real battle between two struggling teams. If we take away the FA Cup for a moment, we came here with high hopes of beating the bottom side, but we've not been able to do it, which kind of puts us in our place.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.